Don and Mike Show.
Earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC? CBS?
Radio God.
Who gave up jobs to security? Show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK. Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Participate in a Don and Mike Show contest. How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
We're here with Ross Valerie, who is the only member of Journey who decided to come in today. Oh, here we go. Here's some live calls for you. Hi, Don and Mike.
I've been listening to you guys since the early 70s. I just have to thank you.
Hey, Ross, I just have to thank you. When you do Separate Ways, by the time you get to the final chorus, I have an explosion in my pants.
Ross, I have to tell you, I am fully turgid at this moment.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know to fill a book.
Oh, for you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Horn of crowns on his head. A giant microphone in one hand. He's the announcer at the stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Son of God, Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know, Phil was conflicted last night.
Really, why?
Well, he knew he should spend the evening with the widow O'Connor.
Yeah.
But instead he visited some hookers.
Oh.
John Lee's family.
John Lee Hooker's family.
I got you.
Okay. I got you, Rob. Yeah.
Right. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Birthday and all the ships at sea. Hey, they met years ago at Uncle Winky's meet and greet. Say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Coast to coast, Don and Mike Show, new episode on Friday, June 22nd. Friday. Golden Boy's birthday.
Yeah. Yes,
it is. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah. GBBD, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you so much.
If June 22nd is your birthday.
Oh, yes. Good. Yes, you have the horoscopes.
Do you have the horoscopes, Don?
The horrible scopes. June 22nd is your birthday. You are on your own psychologically at a relative early age.
Yes, I was abandoned.
Interests vary.
That is true.
Include the mantic arts.
What is that?
M-A-N.
You know, it's very sad to be college educated and not know. Would that be the spoken word?
I don't know.
Probably.
You are
semantic?
You're an idealistic in romance.
Yes.
And perpetually in search of love.
Not anymore. Not since I met my honey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're talking about your wife.
Both. That was for you and her. You know that. It's always that way.
Taurus, Scorpio, Leo persons play major roles in your life. Initials and names, D-M-V. D-M-V.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what to make of that.
I don't know.
But D-N-F. C.
What else? There you go.
There you go, M.
That's it. You know, we have a fake one that we'll read later in the show that we wrote, you know, that says, like, you know.
Oh, really?
You enjoy drinking, you know, all the stuff we
I'm
had
good.
Yesterday.
Putting my feet up.
Putting your feet up, letting your wife
listen to the separate audio programming.
let your wife do all of the heavy lifting. But that's the real one out of the horrible scope today.
I don't find it as disturbing as I have in the past. Sometimes those are weird. Yeah, you know, that's just the generic explanation there.
And anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
I feel old. I feel very old today.
Look at you sitting over there with your gallon of whiskey that Buzz gave you.
Oh, Buzz, Mr. Thoughtful. I mean, really, and wonderful, wonderful card. And your card, of course, you know, all of your cards that I can't speak of any of them, really, on the air. And they're all wonderful. They really are.
I feel let down because my gift is not here.
Well, but you told me about it, and I'll tell you right now, I'll hound you for that gift.
Yeah,
that sounds incredible.
Hound away, because I spent the money for it.
I mean, it really will be a thrill to get that. It'll be, I'm looking forward to
it's
it.
It's on order?
Well, no, it's not on order.
Uh-huh.
It's, well, it's got something to do with Tiger Woods.
Oh.
And suffice to say that Tiger Woods was upset that he didn't win the golf tournament last week, so he didn't do what he was supposed to do last week.
Oh. But he's going to do it this week.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Well, he probably might have to wait a few tournaments.
No, even though I know he's 10 strokes behind.
Not having a good
today.
Day.
Well, no, I called, when I got to work today, I called his charity and I said, listen, I hear he's 10 strokes behind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's great, and I didn't mind last week, but you cashed my check already.
Right, exactly.
So how about having him do the thing for my friend?
This is a wonderful autograph thing that I'm very excited about.
Cool.
It's something I'm very excited
You'd
about.
You'd be amazed. For a certain amount of money to go to his charity,
mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods will write anything on a matted framed picture. And what Tiger Woods will write for Mike is,
a golden boy, you're an a-hole.
No. To the world's greatest golfer, Mike O'Mara.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Tiger Woods. And the deal is that they take a picture of him.
Right.
While he's signing it.
Very cool.
And the picture of him signing the poster is also matted and framed inside the poster.
Is that neat? That's beautiful. I heard a guy say that just meeting Tiger Woods took 6 strokes off his game.
Really?
Yeah, so this could be good luck.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I'll bring it with me in the car. Oh, Christ, for the amount of money I paid, Tiger Woods better come here and give you hand release today.
That would be okay, too. That would be just Jim Dandy. I would like that.
But anyway, I feel bad about that. I feel like, you know what I feel like? I feel like that time you got mad at your sister.
Right.
And rightly so, when for Christmas your sister gave you a picture out of something in a catalog.
You know what? When is your birthday? When is your birthday?
In September.
September 18th or something?
Right.
Is it September 18th?
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it arrives by September 18th, you'll get a gift too. So, I mean, that's the way, you know, it's a no-brainer.
You'll have it by the time we get back from vacation.
I'm looking forward. It sounds wonderful. And thank you all very much. It's terrific. You know, when you get to be the father of two, the birthdays are cool. You are focused kind of like on your kids' birthdays, and we've had, I've got my daughter's birthday, Elizabeth, coming up July 11th, and I just had Catherine's on June 9th, so it's nice to have this day. Very,
I'm
very
glad
nice.
I didn't go the booze route, though, because seriously got you a gallon of whiskey.
Let me tell you why.
Rob got you a box of beer.
Yeah, this is why this is a good gift, because this is the kind of thing. You walk into a liquor store and you buy this size bottle, they look at you funny. They look at you real, real funny. But this will be used.
Enjoy.
You know, this is terrific. I mean, I mentioned to you before, several members of the world-famous world-touring band Crap.
There you go.
Several members, might surprise you, actually enjoy this beverage.
Buzz, what is the size of that? Is that the five-liter, half-gallon?
The biggest one they had in the store. I said, 1. Give me the biggest
1. 1.75 liters.
There you go. Whatever that is.
There's a name for it. I'm not sure what they call it. A
the Alky Special.
A fifth is just a regular bottle.
Looks like a half gallon.
A fifth of a gallon.
Okay.
But I think that is, how many liters of it?
Let me just give everybody a clue at home.
Uh-huh.
The bottle is similar to the size, when you go to 7-Eleven to get the windshield stuff,
right?
Yeah.
You know, the blue stuff for your car? That's the size of the bottle.
And it works just as well.
See if we can hear it. Yeah.
What's the literage of it?
1.75.
That's roughly a half gallon.
Ah.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, it's like you have that and a half gallon of milk and you're set.
Take it with me on vacation.
You see him hugging it, cradling it.
You see his knuckles turning white.
Loving it.
Seems to
this
be happy.
This would be gone with by the end of vacation.
Oh, wow. I doubt it's left a week from now.
It's really sad for that bottle, for it'll never see Wednesday. It'll never see a Wednesday.
It never will. Well, happy birthday. Yes,
thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy to be 42 years old.
Congratulations.
You get to select, today, as it turns out, the guest celebrity that we had coming in to receive your multi-girl nude show.
Okay, very good.
We had a problem with the celebrity. We've had to rebook the celebrity, so it's dealer's choice. Wide open. It's your birthday.
We don't have to go very far to get the guy that I'd like to see receive this nude. He actually works on the show. I would like to pick Mr. Joseph Ardinger.
Super Joe.
Super Joe.
Good choice.
Joe, come on in here. I have selected you to receive my birthday nudes today.
And I know we say this every time, but I believe here he comes bounding in the studio.
There he is. Yes, Joe.
Hi, Super
Thank
Joe.
You.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm up to the task.
I've received assurances today that today's will be the wildest sex show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's wild.
Wow. A real live, honest-to-goodness sex show.
Very good.
Starring Super Joe Ardinger.
That'll be fantastic. That's great.
In honor of Mike's birthday.
Great.
Joe, thank you, Joe.
Joe
no longer has his special beard, his special goatee, the tickler.
I had to shave it off.
Why did you have to shave it off?
I bought an electric razor, and I was shaving away, and I shaved half of it off by accident because I wasn't used to the handling.
So well, get used to some fun today, Joe. Yeah.
Great.
All right. Thank you, Super Joe.
It'll be special.
Well, happy birthday, Mike. Many of your friends are calling now to wish you a happy birthday. Okay.
Celebrities, clergymen.
Very world-famous stars of stage and screen are calling in.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mystery guest number one, please say happy birthday to Mike O'Mara.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm not sure I know who this is.
Happy birthday to you.
It sounds famous.
Yeah. Happy birthday,
Mike.
Don't
you recognize the voice of the hottest movie star in the world, Russell Crowe?
Is this Russell Crowe?
No, I'm kidding. Of course, it's Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, thank you. That's wonderful. Thanks for calling in. What with your World War II movie making?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you, Tom Hanks.
Hey, how you doing? This is Tom Hanks. How you doing?
Hey, what's next on the agenda for you, Tom? What are you going
to
be doing?
We're going to try to go down to Friday Night Live in Herndon, 777 Lynn Street.
Okay, hey, Tom, can you hold on just a moment?
Yes.
I'm going to come right back to you.
Tom Hanks. Wow, what
hold
a pull.
That hold is on cool. a second, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike, this is a nobody.
Oh, okay. I was getting nervous.
Well, no, no. I'm sure it's a somebody.
Waiting for one of those you might have remembered her from a night 12 years ago.
Well, I don't know. Have you had sex with Mike?
Unfortunately, I haven't.
Oh, what a sweet
thing. It is unfortunate. Saying.
I'm quite sure I haven't.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to say, I think that it's called a growler.
What's called a growler?
The half gallon of whiskey.
No, a growler is a bowel movement, ma'am.
That's a growler.
Actually, a growler is a jug that you can get refilled with beer at, like, a brewery.
It's not right.
He would know.
He's got it in his head. In
you know
his
what
big,
else?
Oversized head.
Hi. Today marks the first anniversary of Vera Goulet's unfortunate run-in with Charlie Broyhill, the celebrity call-in.
Oh, your last birthday.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
So, hello to the Goulet.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling, ma'am.
Love you, guys.
Love you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mike, now let me welcome a real celebrity now this time.
All right.
And someone who I think you're going to be thrilled to hear from.
God.
Your boyhood idol.
But we don't do this anymore.
Your boyhood idol when you were growing up.
My boyhood idol.
I once actually defaced a picture of this man in our office. That's right. I'm not going to say what I wrote, though. Please say hello to Hall of Famer Carl Strumsky.
Hi, how you doing?
You know, I was looking at you. You played that so well. You played that so well, I actually thought, no way.
No, it's Yaz. Hey, Yaz.
How you doing?
Yeah, he knows how to push my button.
I'm your next door neighbor. How you doing?
Hey, Yaz. Wow, what an honor. I tell you, I remember when you spoke to my little league. It was the greatest moment of my life.
Yeah, how you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing great, number eight.
I'm going to be coming down here sometime soon.
Oh, good, Yaz.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
We're going to be playing some baseball together.
Okay, Yaz, hold on a second, will you, please?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Carl Yastrzemski. Why don't we just stop the show right now, because I am so honored.
Don and Mike Show.
Mr. O'Mara.
Hello.
Hello, happy birthday, my fellow Red Sox fan.
This is just another regular guy, not a celebrity, Mike.
Thank you, thank you.
And I, too, have not slept with Mike.
Yes, well, that's good. That's a good thing.
Hey, would not the ultimate present be for you to have our Boston Red Sox finally after...
Oh, yeah.
What, 80-some-odd years?
Oh, not a chance.
Win the World Series?
No, you know, that's what the goal would be.
Not a chance.
Or to have the Red Sox, or rather have the Yankees traveling plane go down with them on board.
No, I don't wish that on anybody,
that's
sir.
That's a wonderful sentiment.
Not even the Yankees?
Not even the Yankees.
That's a wonderful sentiment, but we really do have a guest for you now. He does live in Northern California.
Can you do your research? You're reading off a piece of paper.
No. Chad Ram.
Do you really?
The kid who hit you in the eye with a hammer called the show yesterday.
I'll be able to find out if this is real. Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Ram.
Hi, Chad.
How you doing, Chad? How you doing?
Chad, a voice from the past.
Three times in a row, but you weren't sure the third time.
Hey.
So you got me almost took line and sinker, totally.
Yeah.
I took the lure, I swallowed the lure with Yaz. I really did.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad Ram.
Yeah.
Listen, hold on, really, Mike, this time... No lie.
Look at me.
Hand on my heart this time.
From your ticker?
Swear on my son's life.
Very good.
The next call is not a setup.
All right, well, I know you don't do that.
Someone who loves you.
All right.
A minor celebrity.
A minor celebrity?
A minor celebrity.
All right.
Who loves you. This is not Tom Gavin. Hello?
That's right. Thank you for the card, Gladys.
Is that a funny card?
Yes, like it was.
Gladys Kravitz.
It was funny.
Told you it's a minor celebrity.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mike. I tried
to call Robert Goulet. Well, it's getting happier by the minute, Gladys.
What?
I tried to call Robert Goulet, but he's changed his email.
See Gladys' card?
I wonder why.
Show me your tees. It's a guy. It's a guy with a show me your tees T-shirt. He's standing next to an old lady, and then she lifts her coat up, and you see her tees down by her knees.
Wacky.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Gladys.
Happy birthday. Have a great vacation, you guys.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Gladys.
Bye-bye.
I need a ruling.
What's that?
I don't think she was supposed to call until July 1st, and now she's called early.
I'll give her a pass.
Well, you know what? Being a birthday call, you know, and all that, I think you should enforce the policy.
All right. I'll see her in September.
Mm-hmm. All right, now.
Stand by your guns on that, Rob. Birthdays don't count.
Joining us now, someone who you do know from your past, who was on the show very recently.
All right.
The girl you got nothing off the high school prom.
Really?
Candace Bushnell calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Hello, Candace.
Hello, this is Candace.
Now that one was completely, I saw that. Saw that train coming around.
Magic.
What?
Jay Magic.
Magic.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Candace?
No, it's Tom Gavin.
Wow.
Hey,
has that been you?
Yes.
Surprise.
All right, goodbye, Tom. Okay, here is obviously you saw, line one is dead, I hung up on Tom. Here's a real celebrity.
I haven't been paying attention.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hey!
Hey, I suppose you're calling with the birthday greetings?
Hey there.
You know, I was thinking that maybe once you could break out of the traditional format and say something.
Hey there.
You're not going to do it, are you?
Hey there.
So how you doing, guy?
Even if I asked you, you know, as a personal favor on my birthday to do that, you couldn't do it, could you?
How you doing?
You could sing.
That's the closest you can get.
How you doing? How you doing?
Take it all the way.
How you doing?
Nice job.
Very nice.
Thank you. How you doing, guy?
Bye-bye.
Hey there.
There we go. See you later. Well, get out of here. I'm all out of celebrities for you now, Mike.
I'm pretty overwhelmed.
I have nothing for you now but the common unwashed.
I don't think I've ever felt more special.
Like myself, the common folk. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
I just called to say happy birthday to Mike and let you know that I don't know what you guys used to call, but we always call what Mike got from Buzz a crowd handler.
A what?
Crowd handler.
A crowd handler.
Oh. Crowd handler.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Some sort of weapon reference.
Hello.
Mike.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, I was wondering, are you going to make the announcement that you're starting the landscaping business with your wife? Or
no, no, come on. I keep that on the QT. This must be one of our close personal friends.
What? Hello. Oops, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mr. O'Meara.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know who this is?
No.
It's your liver.
Hey, how your liver's calling, Mike.
How you doing?
You know why I'm calling?
Why?
I'm mad. Because you are in your early 40s, and I am in my early 400s.
Hey, now that's a treat, your liver calling.
Yeah, and so well spoken.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is starting to get fuggly now.
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday.
I think we've really covered the birthday theme.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, that's it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Happy birthday, you fat bastard. And why do you deserve a two-week vacation? You don't ever work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, the heartfelt sentiments are the sentiments that I appreciate the most.
Now it's swung completely around.
May I take this opportunity to say to you, have a happy 4th of July.
Thank you very much. I'll try and blow something the hell up for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
I want to wish happy birthday to Mike from Bernie Carbo.
Bernie Carbo.
Now they're calling in on their own. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Bernie Happy Carbo. Birthday, Mike. What kind of drumsticks do you use?
I use Vic Worth.
Vic Worth?
Yeah. Worth, is it Worth? Worth, whatever the...
The F-I-R-T-H. What size, do you know?
You'd have to tell me, because I know it's on there. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, well, I'll expect that and some crap merchandise from me, Raider fan, out in the Bay Area.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
I'm still in the Bay.
Thank you very much.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello. On to...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Dad Ram. Mike, I just wanted to tell you my latest victims. I've feed them and eaten them. My last name is now Lecter.
What did he say?
I think I'm Chad Ram Cannibal.
Oh, okay, I got you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike, this is Bill Buckner. Happy birthday.
Wow. All the memories. You know, it's pretty easy to bust balls on a Red Sox fan, isn't it?
Hello. Yeah.
You got that long history.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, hi.
This is North Turner. I'd like to wish Mike a happy birthday, even though he used to make fun of me when I was in D.C.
Thank you, Norv. How you doing out there in San Diego?
Well, the weather's a lot better out here.
Is it a little humid out there?
Just a little bit.
How's your complexion, Norv?
It's as bad as usual. I don't like to make fun about that now.
Well, I mean, look at that neck.
Look at that neck. Hell, look at that side of his face, his nose.
He shouldn't make fun of us chemically deformed people.
His forehead. I loved you in the Freddy Krueger movie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You call Enterprise Rent-A-Car?
Why?
So they could come pick Mike up and get him a Hummer.
That was budget, I think.
Yeah, I think budget did that.
That was budget.
Oh, okay.
All right, goodbye.
The thought that counts.
Goodbye. Well, Mike, this officially ends your birthday tribute show. It's
thank you. Thank you very much.
Nearly 19 minutes this year.
That's better than most years. That's terrific. I'm thrilled.
That's a record.
Not counting the nudes, though, right?
Yes,
nudes will be coming in.
Later to come in the show.
Good, very good.
The nudes, and very seriously, a happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you all
to
very much.
Ye.
Thank you. I'm very happy.
Happy birthday to ye.
Ye.
To ye. Now, as some ball buster mentioned a moment ago, this is our last show before vacation.
Yes, it is.
And no, it's not 2 weeks.
No.
It's almost 2 weeks. 8 shows. That's how many shows we'll be missing. 8 shows. We'll be back. I've done the math.
Okay.
We'll be back the day after the 4th of July.
Day after.
Okay. Yeah, the day after the 4th of July.
All right.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Work right. Those 2 days of that week.
I understand.
Come in. And as you probably have heard, Rob and I and our families are going to France.
Yes, wonderful France. I know Rob got a special haircut.
Yeah.
He shaved his locks.
He's very short. I am a KKK member haircut, just to make sure everybody in France knows that he's a white supremacist.
Look at that.
And you'll be pleased to know, guess what came in the mail today?
Your hat.
my hat.
I wish you brought it in.
Did it fit?
You know what? It's a decent fit, but it was crushed. So I was on the phone today trying to get a price adjustment because I didn't want to return it because then I wouldn't have it.
Is it reparable? I mean, can you fix it?
Yeah, I think if I steam it, but I made the impression today that this hat is ruined. I'll give you $10
sure.
for it.
But
right. I will have my
Sneed hat.
It's if really cool.
Steam it.
How do you steam a hat?
It's a straw hat.
You insult it.
But no. It's a straw hat, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I would probably like stuff it full of stuff, like paper or something, and then hold it over like a tea kettle. That will soften the coconut.
Jesus, Rob.
You're going to be in France with him for a week.
I know.
You asked.
For a whole week. And he went out today. He came in today. He was all happy. He got all his money changed over to that French funny money.
You guys are going to be, traveling France, making friends and influencing French people.
Yeah. And you are going to be in your Adams family house with your family up in Maine.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is, Rob.
It's like the Munsters house. Yes, not like the Adams family. Yeah, well, you know what I meant.
Yeah, what we need is a hearse out front. That would make it even better. But we're jammed. We're capacity for the whole week. I've got the that dynamic going where I just found out last week that everyone will be there. Everyone in my extent. That dynamic that I get when my mom and my sister are there. And
that's what you like the best, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
As you cradle your bottle of Jameson's Irish whiskey.
Everything will be just fine.
And Buzz, of course, is always the most exotic of any of us.
I know,
Buzz
you're jealous.
Buzz is the guy that needs a vacation.
You wish you were me.
And,
I know.
You're going to Wichita, Kansas, right?
I am. United Airlines has like 80 planes that were damaged in Denver from this big hailstorm they had this week.
Yeah.
But United assures me I'm going to Kansas anyway.
Well,
so
going to Kansas. Well,
yeah, here I come.
Yeah.
Nothing like Kansas in July, Buzz.
Oh, yeah. I love it when it's 100.
That's right. Fantastic.
Is it any wonder that Buzz has to turn to these other areas of recreation?
Of course.
At the poor guy.
Yeah.
The poor guy comes to work here every friggin' day.
That's right.
And when he goes on vacation, the only place he ever goes on vacation is to Wichita, Kansas.
And the callers want to know why I'm angry.
I mean, he gets on a plane, he pays airfare, so he is going somewhere. But, I mean, you could have easily, get on a plane that was pointed a different direction, Buzz.
Well, I love my family.
I know you do.
Ever thought about just once doing something without them, though?
Oh, yeah. I think about it a lot.
I've talked to him about this. He does.
I urge you to act on those impulses.
Someday I will.
Do it.
Someday soon.
Do it. When after, after the F-U-N-E-R-A-L?
Oh.
I mean, are you going to wait until, they're 6 feet under?
Buzz, let's be
honest. I wouldn't wait for
that. We were both talking about this. I mean, when you have older parents.
Let me just say, no offense, you can't spell funeral without F-U-N.
No, I won't wait for that. I don't want to celebrate that. No.
I'm not saying you would celebrate that.
It would seem like that.
But once that happens, though, then you would be free to, go to... Hell, live a little. Go to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Go to Topeka.
Go to Dallas.
Go to Kansas. Well, he's been to Dallas.
Been to Kansas City. Going back again. Love the plains.
Well, you tell me that, it's kind of out of an obligation. I mean, when you have older family members, you want to spend the time you can with them. I mean, I'm there, too. I know what you're talking about.
The ideal thing, I think, is to live like an hour or so away from your parents. That way, they can't drive you crazy, but you're close enough you can get together with them and then not really miss them so much. I'm thousands of miles away, and I miss my family. I want to see them.
Right.
And, there's only so much vacation time that my wife gets, even though we get wonderful vacations on the show. So, you work out what you can.
Well, not that wonderful, Buzz. Let's not go crazy.
Well, I'm pretty happy.
So she's got to really be thrilled. I mean, if she gets, half the vacation time you get?
Yeah, a little over.
So she gets, three weeks or something a year?
Well, her family's out there, too, right?
Right, absolutely.
And she has to go to Kansas, too, for all her vacations?
Two of those three, we go to Kansas.
You poor people.
We love our families. We want to see them. We miss them.
Have you ever thought about bringing them to you when you're not on vacation?
Yeah, but they insist on coming when I am on vacation. So that hasn't worked out.
Yeah, okay. Shocker that hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
Well, suffice to say, we'll be gone, but then we'll be back.
You win the you and Rob win the exotic award, as far as going to an exotic locale.
Right.
We do, and Rob and I are bringing a tape recorder with us.
Good.
And we're going to wait until the very last day. And then we're going to go into town with our striped shirts and our berets and our American flags.
Right.
And we're going to go and ask the French why they bent over for Adolf Hitler.
Very good.
In the 1940s and ask them why they wouldn't let us fly over their airspace and get it all out of our systems.
I'll expect the call to come sometime right before the 4th of July saying you two are rotting in a French prison.
Now, last night I did watch. Oh, you got your beret, Rob? There.
Look at his beret.
Now, this is also a good hat, but it's no Sam Snead hat.
Look at that.
Hello. Man, it's like you've been undergoing treatment.
Even the world's largest beret looks tiny on Rob's giant head.
Man, it's just straining to pop off of his head.
It looks very much like the top of an acorn.
It does. Give it to me. Let me try it on.
Would you please?
Oh, it's what?
It's a good hat.
It's a good hat?
Okay.
Now, I bet that fits you like a glove.
Yeah.
You think so?
It should.
What's the back? The back is where the ribbon is.
Where the ribbon is. Okay.
Here we go.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Hold on. God damn. How do you get this thing on? Is that
it?
It's perfect.
Great.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You look like, the you, look way you just came out of
a little. Yeah. There now. You go. Hey.
No, not yet. He's got. You got to wear it a little higher on the forehead. You look like you came out of a Soviet gulag.
Yeah, you look like Curtis Lewa.
Like
there you go.
How's that? Hola.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Don't say hola.
Hola. Oh, that's right. That's Spanish.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Now, that looks good. That looks good. How's it's that? Supposed to. I think you could even go higher on the forehead.
Yeah.
To allow it to fly. No.
Don't part back.
Now you look like it's a backwards baseball hat.
How's that?
The muzzle.
Take more to the sides.
More to the side. This side.
Let it. No. What you want to do with the beret? You want to let it. You want to let it sit on your head a little bit.
I'm wearing it now the way Allen Iverson wears a baseball hat.
There you go.
You know that way that rap star way all the way off to one side. Yo yo yo.
And you're both gonna on the last day. You're both gonna wear berets. Right?
Yeah, we have to find a beret for Don. Otherwise, we're going to have to share.
Very good.
So we're gonna wear berets. We're gonna get the striped shirts.
That'll be like a frightened bread salesman. That you tackle when you go there the last day.
Last night, did anybody else watch Spy TV? Yes.
I did.
Yes. I watched it, and I just want to be the first to say, love it, want more of it.
Well, I'll tell you.
Want it every night of the week on every channel.
That scene in the car is one of the funniest pieces of television I have ever seen. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they were able to do it.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, they must have closed like five city blocks down and let everybody. They had to do it that way, otherwise they wouldn't get away with it.
And you know what gets me is at the end when the guy comes out and says, hey, you're on Spy TV.
Right.
Well, until that episode airs and until people know what's going on,
right.
If you're one of the people in the first episode or two,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to know what the F Spy TV is.
Yeah, like you say, you're on Spy TV and they're kind of confused.
Yeah, right.
You know, why don't they say what it is? Candid Camera. You know, it's an updated Candid Camera.
It is Candid Camera done the way Candid Camera should have been done all along, where you really, really terrify people.
As much as I liked the guy on the test drive, I loved the guy cutting in front of people in the supermarket.
Yes.
Because he was such a perfect little weasel.
He was like someone that you've seen in the grocery store a million times doing the same thing.
And then the guy that wanted to fight him, he wanted to step outside.
Great.
That was brilliant television.
I understood the precautions they took with the car chase, with the high-speed test drive. What I didn't understand is how can you possibly prepare for that supermarket scene where two phrases kept coming to mind: heart failure and concealed weapon.
Right.
You know.
You never know what the guy. I mean, you really don't know what
that's what I liked
do.
About it because I thought the same thing you mm-hmm. said, Buzz. And, well, or you maybe you said, they probably shut down the blocks
they
when they
did.
Were doing this.
Sure.
But the grocery store. That couldn't have been a setup with actors and stuff. That was,
right.
that
oh, I mean,
real.
Those were real people that were in line. I'm
that
sure that they arranged it with the grocery store because, I mean, they had to put all those pyrotechnics
in.
Yeah,
listen, if you didn't see it, I'm telling you, you missed the best goddamn show that I've seen in I don't know how long, this show, Spy TV.
You know what I can do without? I can do without the setups. I don't like the setup guy. I don't like the truck. I don't like all that crap. I wish they'd lean that down a little bit, you know, that. But, I mean, the bits were fantastic.
But that's a small thing. I mean, you know, out of the entire show, I think, yeah, and whoever the host is.
Yeah, the host sucks.
My wife told me he's on Ed TV.
Just Ed is the name of the show.
That dumb show on NBC, that like he's a real actor or something.
Right.
Yeah. But on this show, they put the hidden camera in this car. with this guy.
Really amazing.
They send this guy out for a test drive in this car, and the guy drives like a maniac, and he's knocking over garbage cans.
And everybody's set up. Like, you have a guy on a bicycle that's part of the gag. You have a guy like, you have pedestrians that are part. You have a cop car that's part of it. It was amazing.
The thing is, the guy who's set up is a guy who drives fast and is a bad driver.
Really obnoxious.
Right. So he's the passenger.
He was such a dope, too, wasn't he? He was just like a real idiot.
You know what I thought? Didn't you get the feeling like I did that maybe at one point he was actually going to try to open the door and jump out of the car?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and you know, that's where they get credit because, I mean, my God, but I think they have every angle covered because he was trying to get out of that car and he couldn't. I mean, there was no way. They had that rig that he couldn't get out of the car. So, I mean, I think they probably were thinking, unless they're total idiots, they were saying, we might want to rig that door so when it's going 80 miles an hour and the police are chasing us, that he doesn't roll outside.
I don't think the door was rigged.
I think the guy had a total control over it. Because the guy was trying to get out of that car for the entire time, and he never once opened the door until they got in the driveway.
Right. What kind of car was it? Do you remember what kind of car it was?
Because Mercedes.
Because I know on a lot of cars now, there's a little switch in the door where you can disable it. It's real easy to do.
Absolutely.
Well, all I know is that with all the crap reality shows that have been on, all that junk like Chains of Love and the Mole and everything.
Right.
This is the first reality show that I've seen in a long time that I went, wow.
Yeah, Spy TV.
And I was watching it last night, and there were some people over at the house, and they would walk in the room and watch it. My wife had some friends over, and they go, this is the cruelest show. Is this a real show? I said, yes, it's real. Look, it's fantastic. Look at this. This guy thinks he's in a car going 80 miles an hour. But wait a minute, hold on. The car is going 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, with everybody, man, that's an elaborate setup, too. Much more elaborate than anything you ever would have ever seen on Candy Crew.
That's a hit show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, last night I was watching that show, too, and I really liked that the car chase. They filmed that in part of Las Vegas that was all, they bought all the houses and all the houses were closed down. They were going to expand the airport. And that's where they filmed most of that chase scene in. So they were,
really? That is so cool. That's so brilliant, though.
But it's
that's
really
so good because, it doesn't look like they...
On the car and everything. And
what?
All that was filmed in Vegas. It was pretty neat.
You know, it's not like you could tell. It really looked like a legitimate residential neighborhood.
Hello, Don and Mike show. hold on a second. And I guess it was what that guy said. The guy's calling from Vegas saying it was just an area they'd closed down.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Because otherwise, how could they? There's no way. I mean, you have to go to 500 families.
Fantastic. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, you're talking about a heart attack? How about the guy in Japan where they're exploding bombs?
I didn't understand.
That was
cruel.
Was that? No, that was funny. But
it was hysterically funny.
Was that news footage? What was that, like, generic footage
found? I think that was not a real guy. I don't think that because they didn't explain it. They didn't tell you we're doing this as a goof. I think that was some. Those explosions were so intense that I think the guy was in on it.
They had a heart attack.
They had a setup.
It's hysterically funny anyway.
From Japanese TV where a guy's walking through a minefield.
Right, and he walks down this pathway and you see this huge explosion.
Kaboom!
I mean, but really.
Big, gigantic explosion.
No kidding.
That's why I thought it was real. And they offered it with no setup.
The thing. They didn't do any setup. And when it's a little hinky when that happens.
Yeah, the guy didn't come on and say, for our next story, we go to Japan. It was like, all of a sudden, hey, here's this Japanese dude walking through a minefield.
I rewound that one and played that back because it was just, you know, especially when he starts running in the other direction. Then one goes off back of him, and then this huge one in front of him.
It's like no matter where he goes, the mines keep going off all around.
I would have loved to hear a setup. I would have loved to know how that came about, what they were doing.
I got the impression, or I thought I heard him say that was from a candid camera show in Korea, that was an excerpt from a Korean form of candid camera.
It wouldn't surprise Asian television. I mean, they go all the way with stuff like
and
that.
I think the explosions didn't really have that much impact or make that much noise. They were designed to make a lot of dust, and I think the sound either came from just off the path or it was dubbed in later.
Either way, it was great. Yeah. I mean, well, it fooled me. I thought it was real footage from Japanese TV.
It's hysterical.
Yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I hate to harsh your groove, but I was watching that show last night, and one, I really loved it. But, you know, I counted 12 cameras on that one scene, and one of them was a camera crane, and one of them was an aerial helicopter. It would be really hard for that guy not to notice 12 mobile cameras in a small neighborhood.
Well, no, but, I mean, they drive in. Once he's in the vehicle,
he can't
see the helicopter.
He can't see up right on top. He couldn't see all of that. And, plus, think of the guy. The guy, yeah, is paralyzed with fear, holding onto the dashboard, holding onto the side of the car, telling the guy to slow down.
Yeah, that I don't think that was fake. No.
No, I don't either.
20-30 foot camera crane, pretty hard to hide, but I did appreciate the guy every time he'd go, dude, slow down, dude, slow down.
Yeah, and that's why I got to believe it. Even if there was a camera crane up somewhere,
right,
the guy's going 95 miles an hour.
You said it, right? Or somebody said that they shut down Las Vegas. I mean,
that's the guy on the caller.
Very
hello,
cool,
yeah. Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to pass on a couple things. I used to live overseas. I'm in the military a number of years ago, and they kind of originated a lot of the reality TV shows over there. And that cannon thing, that bomb thing you were talking about?
Yes.
They used to walk into a guy's bedroom with a cannon and right next to his ear, fire the cannon off, obviously, with a dummy load. And the guy literally looked like he just, you know, crapped his pants.
And probably did.
But every time you guys have ever made a comment on a show that you guys have liked, I always wind up liking it, and I didn't watch it last night, and now I'm ticked off.
Yeah, no, this, I'm telling you.
I just figured basically it was another one of those dumb reality shows because we're getting swamped with them.
Now, if the rest are as good as last night, this thing Spy TV is really great.
Do you guys get any of the emails that are where they said they do the cost of things and then they say priceless and these are horrible things that have happened to people?
You get a guy,
one of these pictures is a guy dancing. It's just like going to a wedding reception with your best friend, you know, watching all the beautiful bridesmaids dance and then getting a Woody in the middle of the reception when your picture's taken and they show this guy that's got a total Woody as he's dancing. The last one I got was, going on an outdoor adventure. And it shows a guy at the end of a bungee jump. It said, going on an outdoor adventure, $100. Enjoying the thrill of jumping off a bridge, $400. Crapping your pants at the end of your bungee jump, and they show this guy that's hanging upside down.
Who's sending you these emails?
I get them from all over, and there's a guy, and he's got excrement completely covering his back and his pants, where he has completely soiled himself during this bungee jump. It's hysterical.
Well, why don't you forward those to me once in a while?
I will. I'll start doing that on a regular basis.
Please do.
They're really funny.
Because the only ones that I get anymore are the same old ones of fat chicks in the showers.
Right.
Those are the only good emails that I get anymore.
Now, this is a good one. I get some real interesting ones. I really do.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Don, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, I didn't watch the Spy TV last night. I guess I'll have to try it since you guys are doing it okay. But, hey, Don, are you going to take any autographed pictures over to France with you?
That's good.
Also, I was wondering if Rob back there is going to, you know, pretend to be like, you know, your partner. Because I remember when I was in the service, I
went
into Italy.
Your phone is totally
God, I hate that.
Too bad.
Get up.
Well, if he can hear my voice right now, he should know there'll be no pretending.
There you go.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Partner.
Friend. Partner.
Nice beret.
French. Lover.
Frenching.
Don and Mike.
Partner.
Hello.
Frenching every morning.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
Good. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
I was just calling about that TV show also. I was also overseas, and I've seen some wild things that they do to each other. I saw one time where they had a game show where they roll this this plastic ball, and it has pictures of people on it, and whatever one comes up, the guy gets whacked with a bamboo stick.
You know, I'll say that, you know, they do have great television in Japan. Sometimes on that, like, HBO right. Sex Undercover show,
yep.
You'll see where they have the contest where they just stretch a guy's balls out until he can't stand it anymore. Mm-hmm. Really, did I tell you I saw that one where they put weights that were attached to a guy's nuts, and the contest was two guys were standing there, And they show the full frontal nudity.
Right.
Two guys are standing there on Japanese TV, and they have weights attached to their nuts. And the contest is as they add more and more weight.
Right.
Because they have like a string tied around their nuts, and attached to the string are weights. And as they add more and more weight,
oh my God,
the guy who can go the longest is the winner.
Oh.
And at one point, both guys are standing there going, time on time.
Oh my God!
And they keep adding these small increments of weight.
They do, you know. Then they sit on ice blocks trying to pick up a grape.
That's
their bare
fantastic.
Butt. Weird stuff.
Damn, that's good TV.
They love it over there. They don't care over there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That show called How They Hangin'.
Hello. Hello, are you there?
Oh, all right. No, you're not.
You know we got a break anyway. We have a big show today, big birthday show. Oh, and yes, we come back. Absolutely. The Wayback Machine.
We've got a fresh person up there that we're going to talk to.
Someone is new in heaven. We'll be talking to him in a moment. But first, let's clear the lines right now and get a call 100. And a prize package we've selected especially for you.
Yo.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Call Lisa. Call Joe right now. Good
luck. Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Has this ever happened to you? You have a load of beer cans, stolen car parts, drug paraphernalia, rib bones, and tattoo needles that could sink a landfill. And a regular trash bag can't hold that crap. It'll just break.
Clean that shit up! How are we gonna sleep on the floor, huh? And who's that asshole?
You need white trash bags. They're double packed to handle the type of garbage that only white trash can dish out.
This thing weighs a ton.
I told you your grandmother died.
Hey, look, it's not ripping or dripping or nothing.
White trash bag. In one ply, two ply, and how the f*** did you get it in their ply?
You'll laugh until your nipples bleed. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's the goal. Here's call 100 right now on the Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello? Oh, that's a dead line. That's a Carol O'Connor line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. Hi. Caller 100.
Hi, yeah, what's your name?
Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Dave, you won the Sex and the City prize pack.
Are you sure, Dave?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Don't miss the sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City, Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. On HBO, you've also won the Whammo Fun in the Sun toy from Whammo, the leader in outdoor summer toys. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you. That's thank wonderful.
You. Thank you for listening in Charm City, Baltimore.
Baltimore?
I've got something about Baltimore in my packet today.
I'm going to deal with Cal running for governor?
No.
Ew, okay.
Oh, we'll get to it later. It's about the Domino Sugar sign.
Oh, oh, wonderful. A landmark in Baltimore.
As a matter of fact, we'll save it for later, but this is from the Baltimore newspaper today, that the Baltimore Domino Sugar Plant may be sold.
Oh, no.
That's right.
First Cal retires, and they're going to get rid of the Domino Sugar Plant?
But we've got such bigger fish to fry. I mentioned a moment ago that line six here is dead, just like Carol O'Connor. That's right. TV's Archie Bunker.
He's gone.
D-A-D.
Yeah.
Dead.
He will be missed.
And we do have the facilities. We will now turn on the official Don and Mike Wayback Machine. We have the technology to go to heaven. Hey, Rob. Hey, Robbie. Hold on. Before we go to heaven, I think we need just a touch of the reverb here on number two.
Oh, okay.
Remember how we did that? Just a touch of the reverb.
Let me just check that.
Hello.
Ah, good.
Let's go now live to heaven. Joining us live from heaven, please welcome TV's Archie Bunker.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Carol O'Connor.
Oh, jeez. Aiden. I'm dead, Aiden. Get out of my shit, dingbat. Oh, jeez. Hello.
Carol? Who's that? You know, I've always thought that's such a fag name for a guy.
Well, who's you calling a fag? You call me a queer? I tell you, I'll come back down there. I'll come back down there, meathead. I don't mind telling you.
Carol,
gee. Oh, a fatal heart attack. I mean, how do you like that, huh? Oh, jeez, I had more people to criticize.
Carol O'Connor, Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show.
Geronimo, is that one of them Indians? Oh, jeez, you're one of those Indians, aren't you? Oh, all that Native American crap. Keep those sports teams the way they're supposed to be. All that sensitivity. Oh, jeez. Hey, get out of my chair.
What is it like being dead, Mr. O'Connor?
Oh, it's great. I'm up here. It's great. Everybody's white. I'm having a fantastic time, you know. Jeez, don't have to worry about being politically correct. And I don't have to worry about Edith. She's back down on the earthly plane. All right. Yes, sir.
Now, listen, we have a special surprise for you now.
No Lionel or anything.
If I could turn on the Wayback Machine.
Sure.
Carol?
Hello?
I'm just trying to get the reverb right so I don't have it and you have it.
Oh, jeez. The way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade just like us we had it made.
Hello? Rob, just push it back the way it was. Just set everything.
What's the matter? You get in my ears here. Oh, jeez. Who's that meathead? Who's that oversized meathead with the crew cut?
That's
He's
Rob,
a good boy.
Boy. That's Rob Spiewak.
Well, I know who he is. I can see him. I know his whole bio. He's a good boy.
You would agree with a lot of his politics, I think.
I tell you, he doesn't like queers, just like me.
We have a treat for you, Carol O'Connor.
A treat? I'd like a treat right now. Give me a beer, will you?
Joining me now on this place in between Earth and the great beyond.
The great beyond. Here we are. Yes, sir. There is a God, just like I said.
Joining me now is your TV wife, Edith Bunker. Edith, would you step in, please?
Archie! Archie! I love you, Archie!
Oh, jeez. What do you have to bring her up here for?
It's Jean Stapleton. She wanted to come to give you her... And please,
Dingbat, will you please?
Don't call everybody and say that Edith Bunker
sounds
like...
just like Charlie, F you.
Charlie Stewing Stabilize.
Of course she sounds like Charlie. Jeez. She's so stupid, but I love her. I really do. I love her a lot. You know, I got one regret. One regret I'd like to share with you, Don.
Yes, Carol O'Connor.
Why did we have to do Archie Bunker's place? All in the Family was such a solid show, and we had to do the spin-off. Oh, jeez. It was such a tragedy. You know, we all did very special episodes. Come on.
Which was more of a disappointment to you, working on Archie Bunker's place with Daniel Brisbois.
Danielle Brisbois, talented little actress, but a crappy show.
Which was more of a disappointment, you working on Archie Bunker's place or your son's tragic demise?
My son's tragic demise. It's a no-brainer, Don. I tell you right now, that broke my heart. But, you know, I have great regrets. I didn't get a chance to live my life the way I wanted to live my life. You know what I always wanted to do? You know that show, Maud, right?
Yeah.
I really always wanted to squeeze Adrian Barbeau's melon. You ever see the rack on her?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I just wanted to see her nipples just once. I wanted to see those gigantic areolas. Oh, my God. You know, because Archie, he was a bigot, but he was horny. Really horny. Oh, Archie. Oh, shut up, dingbat.
You ever think about doing a spinoff called Edith Bunker's Place?
Nah, Edith Bunker's Place.
You know about Edith Garden?
Oh, you mean down there?
Yeah, her...
Vagina?
Her genitals?
Oh, that would be funny. I can do that now on cable. And now we present to you Edith Bunker's Place. That's an untrimmed garden. I don't mind telling you.
Oh, Archie. Don't talk about things like that.
I'll talk about anything I want. I'm dead. D-E-A-D. Dead, dingbat. You understand me? So when you died, when you had this fatal heart attack.
Yeah, it was very quick, very painless.
Walk me through it. What happened?
I was sitting there back in Culver City, California, having my usual repast of a T-bone steak, an order of French fries, and some frozen custard. And it hit me like a 2x4 right in the chest. Really hard, too. Pow, zam, bing, bang. I was out of there. Two shakes of a monkey's ass.
You should hear all of the... Well, I'll ask you, have you heard all of the flowery tributes? What with Mike Stivic, a big dope Rob Reiner?
Oh, Rob
today?
Reiner, yeah, yes, yeah, he's Jewish, you know.
Yeah.
In case you weren't aware of that.
Yeah, I know.
He's a Jew.
I know he's a Jew.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to point that out. You're an American Indian, all right? And that's Spiewak. What's he? Is he German?
Well, first of all, let me say that my name is a made-up radio name.
Oh, yeah, that's what they all say. Don't try to cover it up. You're one of those guys that smokes the peace pipe.
Well, no, that's Buzz.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. Oh, Spiewak, he's a Polak, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, and where's that Elston? That sounds all right.
I'm here.
Now, you're just normal Kansas?
Very Anglo, yes.
Oh, very good. Good for you, huh? Gee.
The name he uses on the show, though, is Burbank.
Burbank? Burbank, what's that? That sounds like it might be from one of those Slovakias or something like that, huh?
No, I don't think so.
I'll be watching you, Burbank. I don't mind telling you. Watch out.
So once you had the fatal heart attack, how long...
Oh, jeez, a heart attack. What a joke.
How long does it take your mind, or your soul, rather, to go from Earth to wherever you are now?
Oh, that's an easy one. That is, Don. It's the blink of an eye. It's in the blink of an eye. I got up to heaven, and here I am. All in all my splendor. I got my chair. I got my white shirt. I got my white socks with my hard shoes that I go to work in. It's fantastic. I like it up here. I really enjoy it. Oh, jeez. I don't have to worry about all that political crap that I had down there. And how about that George W.? He's the guy that believes in what I believe in. Way to go, George W. He's not one of those pinko fag queers.
Now, are you in heaven right now?
I'm in heaven right now, absolutely. I'm looking up at a couple of people right now.
Who are you seeing?
Let me see up there right now. I see, well, it's like Bob Hope keeps going in and out. Like he's almost here, but he's not, you know?
Two requests. Could you find Robert Blake's wife and also JonBenet Ramsey and ask both of them who killed them?
All right, hold on a second. Mrs. Blake. Yeah, there she is. Who killed you? He said Beretta.
All right, now, can you find JonBenet?
JonBenet. Who did you win, darling? Little girl. Who did you win? Oh, she said it's her parents. It's her mother.
It's her mother.
Absolutely. No, she's correcting that. Robert Blake did it. That's right. That's what she said. All right.
And one more, and I know that we know the answer to this, but can you find Nicole Simpson and please ask who cut her head off?
Hold on just a second. Oh, I don't want to talk to her, okay?
Oh, why?
No, come on.
Why?
Because she was mixed marriage.
Because she was with a colored guy?
Yeah, come on now. I mean, come on.
But talk to her. She's white. Talk.
All right. Hey, Nicole. Who did it? OJ? Well, that's what you get. There you go. All right. There you go. Of course. So that's the way it works. So now you got all your answers, right? Oh, jeez. Could you send me up a submarine sandwich? Send me a hero.
Well, if you're in heaven, can't you get anything you want?
You're absolutely right. We don't subsist on food. Subsist. That's a bigger word than I use. Hey, my vocabulary, oh, jeez, is expanding me, Dad. Big bath. Oh, jeez. I've got all my old episodes here, including the one with Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, where you kissed him.
Yeah, he's up here, too. He greeted me. He's going to give me one of those hugs. Oh, jeez.
You know, on that episode,
don't touch me.
You know, on that episode where you kissed Sammy Davis, or he kissed you, rather.
He kissed me. You remember that, you P's and Q's. He kissed me.
Regardless if you were the kisser or the kissy, I think if you've kissed a man, that makes you a homo.
Oh, jeez. You're a homo. What the hell are you talking about? You calling me queer?
You're a fudgebacker.
You're a four-eyed.
You're a queer.
You're a baldy.
You're a fag.
That's it. I'm
coming back to life, and I'm going to come down there and kick your ass. I'll take you. I'll meet you at the loading dock. Oh, jeez. Hey, do me a favor.
Sure, what is it?
Say hi to the love of my life.
Who's that?
Ann Mira. Did you like her on Archie Bunker's Place? What a great piece of ass. Jerry Stiller never knew what he had. We had a torrid affair.
You were tapping Ben Stiller's mom?
Jeez, what a piece of ass. She was a great, what a great ass. A little dimple, but not bad at all. I miss you, Ann. I love you, little girl. Say hi to Sally Struthers. Tell her to go to feed some rice to some third world countries, I guess.
We're losing the transmission. Carol, any final words?
Yeah. Those were the days.
And, praise. Apparently, yes, the reverb's gone. He's gone.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
That was great. That was kind of sad, actually.
He's gone.
Very sad that he's... But it's nice to know he's in a better place.
Carol O'Connor.
I never knew that thing about Ann Mira.
Neither did I.
No? Pretty amazing. And Robert Blake.
Right.
He committed all the murders.
Well, no, except for O.J. O.J.
Yeah.
O.J.
He confirmed that, so that's good. I mean, now we know for sure.
Now we know. O.J.
It's good news.
And who's the other guy who died?
John Lee Hooker.
John Lee Hooker.
Blues great. John Lee Hooker.
Mm-hmm. He's up there also. You want to talk to him?
Who knows what that guy sounds like? Oh, do you really?
Hi, Don. Why did you made the connection? I got John Lee Hooker up here.
You know what he sounds like?
Yes, I do. Hey, John, come on over. Sing a few bars of one of your hits.
Christ, I couldn't pick the guy out of a lineup. I thought I was going to do the voice. It sounds like Leon Redbone. Just like Leon Redbone.
What do you think? Redbone got his stuff?
Stand aboard, boys. Bam, 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 bam. Hey, man. How you doing? I'm doing here. Leon Redbone stole everything from me. He stole it. ZZ Top stole it.
He stole it.
ZZ Top. They stole it from me. Ba 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 ba.
Who knew that we'd get both dead guys in one day?
Pretty amazing. Good break.
There you go. There's
pretty amazing.
The Don and Mike Show coming through again for you. Your supernatural station that reaches the beaches.
John Lee Hooker did sound a lot like Leon Redbone, almost as much as Edith sounded like Charlie.
We will be right back.
On number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Way down upon the Herbert River, far, far away. Well, I've got sand in every nook and cranny. Pants are wet all day. Yeah.
From the makers of Crouching Sea Wax Hidden Roy Hill, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, it's Sabrina, the one that won the TV Friday.
Sabrina, the one who won the TV?
Yes. I just wanted to call and thank you.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Sabrina.
Oh, so this is actually someone who won a prize, and did you receive it from us?
Yes.
I mean, did you actually get it? Did you actually get the box with the television inside?
Yes, I can go and got it, huh?
And how are you finding the television?
It's very good. Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
It was Sabrina, the teenage winner.
So many times people call up and they bitch about, you know, hey, I want a T-shirt and I never got it.
How big was the TV, Sabrina?
36 inches.
And of course, as is usually the case, they made you carry it to your car yourself?
I think Charlie was down there and Tammy.
Charlie and Tammy, of course.
Tammy's very strong.
The muscles of the radio station.
Yeah, well, the way that works normally, Charlie stands next to Tammy, and Tammy carries the television set down to the car.
I there, but I'm not sure who he was.
All right, well, thank you, honey.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Screen size to match the girl's IQ. No, I'm kidding. Screen size to match her bust size.
You're kidding, of course.
Of course I'm kidding.
No, he's not.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Not kidding.
Hello, no, kidding, Rob.
That's right.
100% kidding. Hello.
Mike?
No, I won't.
Hello.
Michael?
Hold on, is this Mike the TV boy?
Yes.
It's Bob Barker.
Michael?
Yeah, yes, Bob.
Michael.
Yes. Must be a special birthday call for ye.
Hi, Bob. I was watching your show today, Bob.
All right.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Michael?
Yes?
Here is our birthday, boys.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
Yes.
I love your new game, Flip Flop.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike the TV boy, how come you haven't called for so long?
It's terribly complicated.
Well, frankly, I wish you would tape television shows more and call more often. Your calls are always welcome.
All right.
All right.
You're wonderful, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Bob, who's the birthday boy?
Michael.
Hey, Bob. Would you like to guess my age?
Is it three?
No.
That's a good guess. No, it's not three. You want to guess again?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
How old is Mike O'Mara today?
Bob?
No, wait, just a moment.
Okay. Wait a moment. Wait just a moment.
He's thinking.
How old is
Mike? It's complicated.
I know. It's very complicated, Bob.
How old is Mike today?
Is it three?
No, Bob. No, it's not three.
All right.
All right now.
Michael?
Yes, Bob?
Pick a number.
42.
No.
All right, can I pick one?
Yes.
Three.
One more shot.
Rob's hat size. Eight.
Yes.
That's it.
Winner.
Hey. Hey.
Winner.
Thank you, Bob.
What do we win, or what does Mike win?
$2,800.
Hey. What a windfall. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Yes.
Is it in your pocket? Does Mike have to reach in your pocket to get it?
Yes.
Oh. With pleasure, Bob.
Are you wearing underpants?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Well, you're looking good, Bob, for a man in his 80s.
Yes.
Yes. Is there anything? Yes, Bob.
What number do you want?
What number do I want? I'd like three.
Is it three?
Yes. Yes, that's the number I want, Bob.
That's the number.
You are a winner.
Hey, thank you.
What did you win this time, Mike?
$2,800.
Another $2,800. That's fantastic, Bob.
Wow.
Thank you, Bob.
What?
I said thank you, Bob.
What?
I said thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye, Bob.
Thank you.
Oh, you don't have a goodbye tape?
No.
Oh, okay. Was that no yes or no no?
It's terribly complicated.
All right, so you don't have a no, you don't have a goodbye tape, so the no tape suffices for no, or yeah. Goodbye.
Oh?
Hold on. You play your no tape if it means you don't have a goodbye tape.
No.
Okay, so you don't have a goodbye tape.
He doesn't have a goodbye tape. Yes. So we're just going to have to say goodbye, Bob.
Yes.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye, Bob.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Yeah.
How you doing?
No, not the original guy. Wrong All right. Guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I wish Mike happy birthday?
Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody must.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sure.
Thank you.
All right, what's your name? What is your name? Ma'am.
See, this is the problem with your tribute shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're always horrible shows. What's your name, ma'am? Ma'am. Is she gone?
I've not touched the telephone.
Well, that wasn't a very good birthday call.
No, it was not.
Weird. I was looking for a little something more.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, and there it is again, line six, the Carol O'Connor line.
Yeah.
Dead. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. It's Grant Napier here. Now get off my goddamn station and go to FM. Happy birthday, Mike.
All your famous friends are calling the show today,
Thank
Mike.
You, Grant, and thanks to your mom for the gift she gave me earlier.
Your mom, Estelle.
Yeah, Estelle was wonderful today.
Estelle Napier.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Here we are.
Mike, how does it feel to have your waist size
your age and what you shoot on nine holes of golf to be the same thing.
Now, that was good, though. I like that.
Wow, the hits keep coming.
That was terrific.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. Today's Mike's birthday, right?
Yes,
well, I thought there's no Golden Boy holiday on my calendar. What's up with that?
Well, you got the wrong calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you guys got to send me one then. Because I need to have the GB birthday on there.
It is a holiday throughout most of Southeast Asia.
Haven't you heard about Mike's stacked and packed calendar?
Yeah, fantastic, brother.
Hello, Don, Mike's show.
Yeah, Don, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Very good show. I listen to you every day.
Thank you. We are humbled by your praise. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is all.
Is that it?
That's all I got right now.
Oh, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, you know who wants to wish you a happy birthday?
Who?
Howard Stern.
Thank you. Please pass along my best wishes.
His face was featured in a birthday card that Mike received today.
Really? Rob gave me a wonderful homemade birthday card, and it was just wonderful. It involved all sorts of air personalities.
And what was the line at the very end with Stern's picture?
Don't be an a-hole.
Yeah. Don't be an a-hole.
Yeah.
Point to a giant picture of Stern.
It had you. It had the very talented Pat Goss.
Eric Bickle,
Johnny Cakes Audeville, John Paul Flame.
I ran up to the car. Went right up to the office and get the card. It's worth hearing on the air.
It's terrific.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh,
kitty.
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was for you, Buzz.
No, I think it was calling to wish you a happy birthday, Mike.
Hello.
I wanted to take this opportunity to wish a happy birthday to Meryl Streep, Amy Brenneman, and Carson Daly.
Oh, yeah. They all share the birthday today?
Right. And Alan Osmond.
Yeah.
There you go, Mike.
I'll be getting together with all of them.
Great company.
Yeah, more good-looking people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Alan's the best, Osmond.
Mm-hmm. Is Alan the one that was
infirmed?
Yeah, which one of them?
Are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking?
Yeah.
That one of them that
the
had a little problem?
Not quite right.
I'm not sure.
Was he
really
Meryl
in the band? I think Meryl is the oldest.
Hello, Don and Mike show. No, I think Alan's the oldest.
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
This is Bill Clinton. I'd like to wish Michael O'Mara a happy 42nd birthday.
Thank you, Bill. They're coming out of the woodwork now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get out of here. Hey, I got something I want to share with you.
Okay.
We got a package today in the mail from, let me see, the First Strike Campaign, Humane Society of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They sent us a whole big, as you can see, slickly produced fact sheet about animal sexual abuse.
Okay.
Animal cruelty. Obviously, they were concerned about the segments we had about bestiality on the show this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we certainly have no problem getting this, you know, I mean, we'll file it like mm-hmm. everything in the
right.
circular file. But just a point of order here to anyone who wants to send an opposing viewpoint to anything we've done on the show, even if we're parodying something, if you're going to send us all of this beautifully printed and exquisitely put together pieces of propaganda about your cause, probably the best way to get your message across when you send the cover letter is not to write it on notepaper.
No.
Handwritten on like stenograph paper.
I mean, really, do it a little more formally than that.
And stapled. Yeah. Because,
and it's certainly not an opposing view that they're sending us. No, I mean, we are not supporters of animal sexual abuse.
I am a listener of the Don and Mike radio show. Now, keep in mind, I open this thing up and I see, like, it's got, you know, Jesus Christ, they've got beautifully printed packets with their, state animal anti-cruelty laws,
right.
Why heinous acts of cruelty should be a felony, animal cruelty and human and violence.
Right.
I mean, I'm reading this, and then I get to the letter, which looks like it's written by John Hinckley.
Yeah, that is weird. And all, you know, even the frayed, I mean, not even loose leaf. I mean, it's torn off the top of a steno pad.
Yeah. It says, and again, not even addressed to anybody, just
right.
says, I am a listener of the Don and Mike radio show on weekday afternoons, and I've heard them discussing bestiality several different times this week.
Mm-hmm.
While they were not completely condoning the acts that were being mentioned to them, they certainly were treating the subject in a pretty light-hearted manner.
We were.
I'm a member of the Humane Society of the U.S. and wanted to send along some research and information materials. This is a problem, and I want those on the show to have the information available to them. Knowledge is power. Please contact me for further questions. Thanks. Renee.
Ah, very good.
Renee, you know, order one of business, honey. If you want to seriously get your point across.
At least type it.
Yeah, put it on letterhead and type it.
All the materials that came from the Humane Society were very nicely put together,
yeah,
but
this is
Renee's personal note.
This is like Charlie Stossel's jail mail that I'm getting here that I'm opening right now.
Or at least, you know, Renee, if you really want to make an impact, you know, get a little stationery with maybe some cats and dogs.
Right.
They spent all their money on the literature.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, do you have the birthday card there that Rob
made for
you? I do.
This is Rob's giant birthday card.
Keep in mind there are pictures from publicity pictures of all the disc jockeys who work here at WJFK.
It says, first of all, have you heard the gossip? And it's a picture of the very, very talented Pat Goss.
Right, he does the car show on the weekend.
And then Rob's duplication of my signature.
And your publicity picture.
Mike O'Mara's having a birthday. And G, with a picture of G. Gordon Liddy. G, that's great. And then it says, Don, your best attire, with a picture of Don.
Right.
Be a source with your last name.
That's my real last name.
Of great joy. Then you open the card up. It says, happy birthday on the left side. Then make a wish and blow out the flames with a picture of JP.
I don't
know John
how,
Paul Flame of the Sports Junkies.
I don't know how inside this is, but this card is really funny.
On your birthday cakes with a picture
of John
Cakes Auville, and maybe even have some butter Bickle with a picture of Eric Bickle ice cream. Go with the ebb,
right,
like EB and flow.
And then the funniest part is the last part, though.
But don't be an a-hole with a picture of
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern right there. Love, Rob. And that is staying in the office for the rest of the year. Absolutely. Great card, Rob.
Beautifully done.
Fantastic.
So I know that guy was trying to bust balls, but in all actuality, the truth is that Howard did send his best to Mike today.
He did, and I'm very flattered. Nice. I'm very, very thrilled. It's a wonderful gift, and I'm going to keep it forever.
Don't be an a-hole.
Don't be an a-hole. That's how you wrap up a card. I mean, really, you ought to go to work for Hallmark, Rob.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to wish happy birthday to Mike.
Thank you.
And, you know, speaking of Stern, Don, I wanted to know why you always seem to repeat words and phrases that he does.
Oh, we're going to get into this today? Okay, I'll give you 1 minute.
You know, that is a very, very original thought and idea. We've never heard that before.
I'll give that to you, such as what?
Well, 13th grade.
13th grade is something that George Carlin said on comedy albums. If you go back to George, hold on, let me answer.
I mean, really, if you want to have a dialogue, we'll do a point counterpoint.
Go back to George Carlin's AM/FM album, where George Carlin refers to community colleges and small colleges as 13th grade.
How many years ago would that George Carlin album been made? What,
30 years ago?
30 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, it's funny that as soon as Howard starts using something, you do.
Well, I mean, we're answering your question, so if you want to move on to the next point,
I was unaware that your hero had started using that. I've stolen that from George Carlin ever since I got on the radio.
Yenta.
Give me one time when I've used the word yenta.
Well, I can't remember. I've heard you use it, though.
I don't think I have ever heard Don use the word yenta.
Never. So.
I listen religiously.
Never have I used the word yenta.
Rob, have you used the word yenta?
Have you, Robbie?
Yeah, I have. I've been stealing that from my grandmother. I apologize for that. I know that most of my great radio ideas come from my grandmother.
And yenta, of course, also used in Fiddler on the Roof,
right,
a famous Broadway play.
Again,
Fiddler on the Roof would have been how many years ago? Was
it premiered on Broadway in like 62.
62. Okay, next point, sir.
Scary talented.
Scary talented. That's something that kids have been saying for years and years and years. Scary ugly, scary beautiful, scary good, scary bad.
That's probably the most generic of all the ones you've mentioned.
I mean, do you listen to his show?
No, but I mean, do you have any other specific points?
I had them written down.
All right, well, get them out. We'll
get your list.
Yeah, it was only three or four.
It was only three or four, and that's the basis of whatever this phone call is?
Well, I don't know. It just seems that it's...
What about, can I give you an example? What about the day Don and Mike interviewed Philip Buble from Maine, the guy that was in love with his dog, and then the following day that was on the show that you just mentioned?
Yeah, but I mean...
What would that be? What would that be to you?
Yes, get booked.
Would that be...
Like
would that.
That
be no, it wasn't a booked guest.
No.
We called it out of the... We had our staff actually get it out of the paper and made the phone call on the spot.
That would be what? That would be a coincidence?
Would that be a coincidence?
I'm not saying that you guys aren't talented. It just seems that you...
No, but I mean, what I'm asking you specifically, what
would
I'm
that
using...
Be what?
I'm using a specific point to counter what you just said. I mean, what? How would you answer that? I mean, when you've got radio shows that are doing comedy,
right?
You're going to have that type of thing occur. I mean, what? How would you answer that? You were accusing us of doing something that somebody else does, and then we're saying, well, what would you do when the same interview is done?
Shoes on the other foot.
Well, yeah, how do you answer that? And then you say, I'm not saying you're not talented, but you're not specifically addressing our point.
And furthermore, I don't hear your scary, talented leader taking open calls like this on his show. And to answer your question, do I listen? Yes. You know why? I'm the program director. And frankly, I have to figure out a way to get people interested in his show.
Oh, I had another example, too.
Okay.
Remembered one. You never used to... You'll play the singers doing Rob Spiewak.
You mean a jingle? A name shout jingle?
That's a jingle that we've had for about 15 years.
No, you never used to play it before.
Name singing jingles have been in radio since the days of... Ron Lundy and
May
Van Ingram.
Familiarize you with this.
All right, well, that, okay, yeah.
Right, and right. when we had that package made, we had shouts done for a number of people.
But it seems like when you started doing the news and
what?
Then you would... It seemed like it was very similar to Baba Booey.
How is this? Rob Spiewak is his name.
I know that.
That's a name shout jingle that's used in jingle packages for Top 40 radio. It's been done for millions of years.
It just seemed very...
Seems very what?
Similar to when they play... like a Baba Booey drop or whatever.
How could
I don't know. See, you don't know.
You really don't understand. This is something that was done as a goof on Top 40 Radio. That was done as a goof on this.
Right, but when Buzz is doing the news and he'll do a news story like who'll ask a question about somebody in the news and then you'll play that Rob Spiewak.
Correct, because Rob is the foil on this show.
Right, just like Gary is.
Well, I mean, every show...
Listen, I'm not sure how Howard Stern uses Gary on his show. Does he use him as the foil for racism? Because that's how I use Rob on this show.
Well, I mean, just, you know...
No, that's specifically...
As racism?
Yes, if Buzz has a story in the news, for instance, about someone in Atlanta who wants the Confederate flag to be up over the state capitol, I'll play that.
You know, I think it's really important to point out that this show is done each and every day with a general outline. But this show, 4.5 hours worth, with lots of live phone calls, is done pretty much every single day on the fly. The way we do this show is that we react to what's happening at the moment. I mean, really, there's not enough that goes on, you know, beforehand to really justify the fact that you think that we're somehow listening to other radio shows and trying to duplicate it. That doesn't happen.
Maybe not trying to duplicate it, just being influenced by it.
I've said on many occasions, the greatest influence of my career was a guy named Steve Dahl in Chicago. And if you want to know the truth, he's the guy who started it all.
Before Howard did?
You know, really, in all sincerity, you would be much more likely to see this show influenced by all of us watching David Letterman the night before than you would, you know, hearing anybody doing, a radio show. Because really, the nature of this show, when we get done, we all get home at 8:30 at night, we're frankly not listening to the radio at 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, maybe you are, Don, because you get up and you're programming the station.
Yeah.
But you weren't before. And I mean,
no.
The fact is, really, in all sincerity, it's just not true.
And really, you're buying into the whole BS spiel, the whole...
Yeah, that's his act.
I invented radio, everybody steals from me. No, yes, you are.
No, I don't think I am, because I don't think he did. I'm sure there was somebody before him doing that.
Of course there was, and that man's name was Steve Dahl.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, you're talking about two decidedly different radio programs.
I'm just telling you, I listen to both of you, and I've listened for a long time.
And I could tell you that since I've been the program director, and I do get tapes of Howard Stern's show to review every day, I can tell you that I see similarities going the other way. Yeah.
What, that he might be listening to you?
No, I'm not. I'm not so small-minded as you to think that he might be listening to us. What I'm saying is, do you think that Johnny Carson sits around at night and looks at TV and goes, hey, goddamn, Jay Leno comes out and tells jokes every night and then goes to his desk, and Letterman comes out and tells jokes every night and goes to his desk?
I mean, there are certain universals that involve the events, the news events of the day,
right,
topical events that happen, that you're going to get the television talk shows, you're going to get radio talk shows, they're going to talk about. Whether it's the Bush twins going out and getting drunk, whether it's an alligator in Central Park, you're going to get things that are going to overlap because that's the nature of what we all do. But, I mean, to think that really, I mean, to buy into what is an act, and that's his act, that you know, I invented radio, I invented this type of radio.
He didn't.
That's just not true.
He didn't. And, frankly, I don't care if he wants to claim it or Steve Dahl wants to claim it. You know, we do a show that's different from his, and I think what makes our show different than his is you're on the air right now discussing this with us.
I mean, we take these calls. We do.
Right.
But, you know, to be honest with you, and, you know, a lot of the times when somebody's, like, shouting back and forth and going back and forth, it's really not easy to logically address this subject, and I welcome the opportunity to do it. I really do.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to discuss it.
And, I mean, the thing you got to remember, really, is not to buy in to what is, in effect, everybody's got their shtick, everybody's got their act, and you can't necessarily buy into it, especially when it is an act. I mean, when it is show business.
Do you really think, that every disc, and to hear him say it, every disc jockey in America steals from him? I heard him saying last week that Rush Limbaugh steals from him. Come on, really? Isn't that ridiculous?
I would imagine his delivery and style is emulated.
Look, why do you care? There is no conspiracy. Just listen and enjoy.
I'm not saying you guys were stealing from him.
I was not influenced by him. Absolutely not.
I mean, I swear.
You want to know my influences in radio?
You just said
Steve Dahl in Chicago and a guy named John Landecker in Chicago. Those are my influences.
I mean, we go back really a long time in this business, and I mean, I would tell you if there was a legitimate influence there. There is not.
Okay.
If
anything, that was my question.
No, if anything, when we were doing mornings too, you're talking about a competitor.
Right.
I mean, that's where it's been. And you know what? When we came to the same company, it was still a competition thing. It always has been.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we had this time together.
Well, I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks for calling.
See you in the 13th grade.
Because you are a scary smart caller.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yenta. You know, in fairness to that guy, seriously, we get lots of calls like that, and normally we don't get a chance to really calmly express the way we really feel. And we really do feel that way, and it's nice to explain it sometimes.
And frankly, you know, now that I am the program director of the station, I mean, and I can't say anything to Howard Stern to tell him how to do his show, just like no one tells us how to do our show, but I'd say, frankly, you know, maybe work on putting on a better show and worry less about the other disc jockeys in this company.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop screaming about everybody else.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, you guys. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
My name is Veronica, and I just wanted to say that I don't think he's necessarily stealing from you guys, but I want to let you know that your interview with the guy from Bangor was much better than what he did the next day.
Well, you know, listen, whatever. I mean, you know, it goes both ways. I don't care either way.
Yeah, that is really not the thought process when we're doing it. We're sitting here in the afternoon. We got our own fish to fry. We got our own thing to do. And that's really what we do here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I got to tell you, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. If he was a regular listener of the show and really followed your comedy, he would... It's obvious. You style your comedy after B. Arthur.
All right,
now the secret's out.
Now he knows. There's somebody who really knows.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Damn.
Happy birthday, Mike, you old SOB.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to say that I was watching 60 Minutes the other night, and you guys, when Mike Wallace does an interview,
yeah,
he asks questions And then when you guys have an interview, you ask questions.
Yeah, I know, so we're ripping him off,
ripping
right?
Ripping off 60 Minutes, and it makes me furious.
Right, we're ripping him off, because they invented the interview show.
We review Mike Wallace tapes every day before we come in here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you doing, guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Listen, this is my theory. Stern keeps constantly saying, you know, they're ripping me off, they're ripping me off, because his ratings are depleting in every major city. And then once his ratings totally go off the air, then he's going to say, that's because everybody ripped me off and everybody got sick of me. That's my theory on the whole.
That could be a strategy. I don't know. I'll tell you, I think as the program director of the station in Washington, I hope he has high ratings.
Right.
And Don, I've been listening to you guys since I was in seventh grade. I'm 28 now. I love you guys. I've listened to you since then. And you're the only show that keeps it fresh, week in and week out. It's the best show I've ever heard on the radio.
Well, listen, you know, thank you for that. But I'll tell you, a lot of this, we do shows that just blow. But you know what?
No.
Yes, Buzz.
No.
Yes, we do. Now, not to the...
What?
Not to the untrained...
Excuse me. What?
Mike, not to the untrained ear.
Oh, of course. All right, there we go.
Not to the untrained
ear. Yes, I understand that.
But sure. You know what I mean? We got some days we come in and we, you know, we strike out. Yippee, yippee.
You know, if you want a signature for this show, if you want one thing that we do, really, I think as far as pure volume, mm-hmm. We take more live calls, more on-screen calls than any show in the country. I stand by that. I'd love somebody to prove me wrong on that one.
And that's something I'm trying to teach to the guys who are on after us, the sports junkies.
Right.
Just to say to them, and their show, for my ears, has been tons better in the last month, since I said to them, stop planning everything you're going to do and just get on the air and have fun.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you do something that tanks.
Right.
I don't care. I'm not going to fire you for that. Just get on the air and just try new stuff.
I think over 15 years, some of the greatest things that have happened on this show were things that neither you nor I knew were going to happen when we walked into the studio that day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, that guy was a complete and total idiot. I got to tell you, if anything, you guys are influenced by Nino Griezmannelli.
Yes, there you go.
Another secret is revealed.
Stop. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, also happy birthday, another year closer to death.
Thank you.
What a nice thought, sir.
I thought you'd like that. The other thing is, these Stern people are really grasping. I mean, just because you guys come on later in the time slot, I think a lot of stuff, I mean, they're saying, oh, well, they expect because Stern reported, you know, kids got killed or something, that you're not going to report that. I mean, some of the things are just topical.
Now, listen, news is news. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm getting bored of this now. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
My boys, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Congratulations on 42, Mike.
Thank you.
If you want to make it to 84, you better quit smoking. I want to help you.
I know.
I was a 3-pack-a-day guy, and a friend of mine helped me out.
What were you outside doing during the last break?
I was outside just you know, I like to watch the traffic flow go by the station here. I really
Hello.
Do. And wave it. Wave at our fans.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I listen to your show every time around this time during the day driving home, but I got to tell you, man, I'm getting sick of these people calling in with all the you stole this, you used that.
Hey, but listen, just hear me out on this for a second. It's the only thing that differentiates our show from the other shows is the fact that a-holes can call in
right.
and give us crap.
Sure, and you know the ones we have the biggest problem with are copycat guys. That's what we can't stand. I mean, if somebody gets on here, wants to bust balls for 20 minutes, and then 5 minutes later somebody calls with an unoriginal call that's duplicating the call we just got, that's what we have a problem with.
I think
well, you know, if you have certain topics, though, that are popular and other radios are discussing them, I mean, naturally people are going to think you're stealing material or you're copying. I mean, you know, but, I mean, people just need to get over it like they're DJs that they like, and I mean, I'm ready to just turn the wheel, man, and drive off the side of the road.
All right, well, I'm going to change the topic here. Don't worry. I'm going to change the topic. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Don?
Hey,
how you doing, Mike? Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Question, and I'm not sure how to say it, but this morning when I got in the car going to work, I was thinking around the stations, and on Jack Diamond, I heard a tail end part of the story about Dr. Lore and something about another show that happened on there, a bunch of idiots. I just want to know for a fact, if that was about you guys, he was trying to insult on.
Hold on, what?
You're dropping consonants all over the place.
Come on,
I'm having trouble hearing.
Try this one time. Just get all the A E I O U's in.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I said this.
Oh, those are vowels. Excuse me.
Hey, well, he's dropping some of those too.
But this morning, I was going to work. And I hopped
this
to the
morning.
Car.
Okay, I heard this. You're listening to Harvey.
Yeah, I heard this morning the tail end of the story he was talking about Dr. Laura.
And I'm talking about Dr. Laura.
Hmm.
He was talking about Dr. Laura?
About other show that she was on, and made a comment about the idiots who the other show she is on.
Well, she's never been on our show, so we must have been talking about other idiots.
Okay, that's what I'm going to confirm with.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What type of person listens to Jack Dunn?
Hey, guys.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I wanted to let...
What?
The thing was your show much before it was on Howard Stern's show.
Pardon me?
Mr. Methane was used much before by you guys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but really, GFD, who really cares?
You don't hear us crying about it.
Enjoy it, guys. I enjoy your show. It's
all
fantastic.
Right. Thank you. Okay, thank you. All right.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Self-aggrandizing, guys.
Well, yeah, it's really, you know.
Really enough.
It is tired. It is very, very tired. We certainly get sick of hearing it.
Let's break, and although you certainly could spend the rest of the show, people calling in telling us how great we are.
Yeah, but I got to go out and catch a smoke.
I know you do. And we got stuff to do. We will be, and your birthday nudes coming right up.
Oh.
And a Friday favorite. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you just send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for... civility and class.
Ooh.
Hey, it's giving God a job, boy.
Thanks, Larry.
Let them pop a couple of hot balls in ye. Don and Mike.
Now, this is the girls are not here yet for your multi-girl all-nude birthday show.
Joe is very excited in the hallway.
George, you're the recipient, so we're going to wait on that for a second.
All right.
Before we get to the Friday favorite, though, you know, I really thought about it during the break, about the disc jockeys who have influenced me.
Yes. Okay.
And I mentioned my two biggest influences were from Chicago, Steve Dahl.
Right, yes.
And John Records Landecker. But in reality, I mean, if we are being honest today, this, I think, is a pretty extensive list of the disc jockeys who have influenced me.
Good. Very good. I've always wanted to know this. I don't think you've shared this even with me.
Not like this.
Uncle Johnny,
fantastic. Wore Kiana shirts better than anybody I ever knew.
Lou Katz.
00, spells his name L00. Yeah.
Bud Steele. Sandy Weaver.
Sandy Weaver, a legendary performer.
Aaron Kelly,
really lesser known, but a strong influence.
Excellent. Elvis Duran,
a wonderful disc jockey.
Paul Harris. Sonny Fox,
fantastic.
Bobby Q,
a very brief stint. But went into very management very quickly.
Influential. Bean.
Yes,
or
Bean.
Kevin and Bean. Bean.
Gene Baxter.
Right. Also, the JJ from Q107 with a colostomy bag.
Yes, JJ McKay.
Yes.
Right.
Of course, Eddie Gallagher.
Yeah, wonderful. What legendary performer.
The Edgar Brothers, both of them. David and...
the traffic guy.
And Rob
Edgar, who had a tragic accident but bounced back rather nicely.
And perhaps the biggest influence of my career, Cousin Bruce Morrow.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cousin Brucey. And he would be so happy to know that you're finally giving him the credit that he deserves.
So all of those disc jockeys, I should send part of my paycheck to them each week.
Oh, that's so nice.
That they are the ones who have... Oh, and I forgot. Oh. Right. Still an influence every day, Kathy Whiteside.
A genius, wonderful, wonderful performer.
And from the best.
Charlie Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And Charlie Warren.
All right, great. CW. You have so many. You have so many. You know, I only have one.
Who's that?
Bruce Allen.
Agreed.
And Sean Anderson.
Major Talon.
Yeah, just terrific people. Really, really wonderful, wonderful human beings.
Okay, now that that list is done, put that in the time capsule.
Nice.
We've given them their props. Let's move on today. Friday favorite. Yeah. He's back from an extremely tough assignment in New York.
Hey,
where, as a matter of fact,
he
caught the crocodile. Or what was it in Central Park?
It was a dangerous
caiman. It's a caiman. They're even more dangerous and vicious, mate, than your average crocodile. I'll tell you right now, you've got to sneak up on him real easy, like, and grab him by the tail, mate, because if he swings around, he can take your hand off like he tried to take with me, mate. It was really fantastic. Not as dangerous, though, as the Timbo Rattler. The Timbo Rattler that can give you a strike right in your arm, mate. It's happened to me 15 to 20 times, mate, if I tell you. Hey, did I mention it's Croc Week, mate? Croc Week, fantastic.
Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
That's right. Oh,
it seems to me
I'm hopped up on goofballs today, mate. You see, let me explain something to you, Don.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Yep. I've been bitten so many times by so many different alligators and snakes. Some of the most deadly snakes in the world, mate. Including the mambo, a dangerous snake. I'm full of anti-venom and filigree, mate. Ooh, that hurt. That one got me leg. I bring my snakes with me in a big bag, mate. I got them right under here. Crikey. They're all angry, and they're hungry, too.
It seems to me that you are not quite as popular as you've been in recent years.
Oh, crikey, what's that supposed to mean? I'm more popular today. My petting zoo, filled with dangerous snakes in Australia, is so popular, they're lining up to get in, mate. That's right. When they come down under, they want to see two things. They want to see the Great Barrier Reef. They want to see Steve Irwin do the cockatoo.
What about the story I heard when there was a group of, I believe they were, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. They were...
Go ahead.
I'll say...
Give me the benefit of the doubt, mate.
High school seniors.
High school seniors, yeah. A dangerous breed.
From an all-girls school.
With their little plaid skirts, mate.
And when they came into your petting zoo, you showed them your trouser snake.
I showed it to them, and it was dangerous. I'll tell you right now. You got to be very wary of the trouser snake. Let me explain it to you, mate.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now. This is indigenous to Australia. It's referred to as the Irwin trouser snake. You've got to be very quiet when you sneak up on it. And what you have to watch for, is it at attention or is it completely dormant? There are only two ways to approach it, mate. You better approach it when it's dormant, because if it's at attention, it can reach out and bite you.
I heard that that this snake we're talking about now...
Yeah, the Irwin, it's called, call it by its proper name, mate. It's the Irwin trouser snake.
I heard that this Irwin trouser snake...
Formerly known as the Irwin anaconda.
I heard that it actually spits some type of venom on the girls.
Actually, it spits fertilizer. It's right.
And if that gets in your eyes, mate, it is the most dangerous thing in the world right now. I can make it spit for you right now, but I'll tell you right now, it would be very difficult without the proper stimulation, mate.
So what I heard was that as these girls, these high school girls, right, these high school seniors were walking by, all of a sudden...
That's right, I was in a world of hurt after that, mate. They closed me down! They closed me park down after that!
You were sitting on a bench, and suddenly you said to them, would you like to see a real reptile?
Oh, and they were scared. They ran in horror. They ran right outside of the park, mate, and I said, come back, it hasn't gotten done with its show. I used to have three shows with the Irwin trouser snake. A matinee, an afternoon show, and then my final evening performance, mate.
And some kind of venom or some kind of poison.
I told you before, it's a nasty thing that spits. It spits, especially if you get close to it.
And during mating season, mate, that's the most dangerous time of all.
The Irwin spitting trouser snake right now. And I trained it. I trained it to work on my every command. I would look at it, stare at it, then I'd talk to it, and I'd pet it, and I'd say, okay, make it spit for Steve.
And the story that I heard was that when apparently the group leader came over, and I guess this was the teacher.
Yes.
Pretty hot chick, I heard.
She was the teacher.
When I heard when the teacher came over that At that point, the snake got out of control and actually...
Well, let me tell you, bit this venom all over her face.
The teacher, it came out of its cage, you see. It was one of those mating season visits, and I said, you best stay away, because it's mighty dangerous. And she said, well, let me have a closer look. And as soon as she got within 2 inches of it, mate, it spit like there was no tomorrow. Crikey, that was a heck of a mess. I had to take care of that as soon as I did, Jimmy.
Now, isn't that, to this day, isn't that known as Steve Irwin's denim venom?
No. That is known as Steve Irwin's khaki tacky. That's right. It was Steve Irwin's khaki.
I don't wear denim. That's the Americanized version. You'll never see me in a pair of jeans, mate.
So what happened after you, and I'm glad to get the real story here.
I'll tell you, after those shows, though, at the end of a day, I'd be damn tired. I don't mind telling you. You know, people want to see Steve's trouser steak more than anything else, more than the giant cobra, mate.
I heard. The story I heard was that you had exposed yourself.
That's a bunch of rubbish.
To a bunch of women.
That it's not true, mate. It was part of my show. Part of my show down at Steve Irwin's Reptile World. It was fantastic. And then they shut me down and said, whatever you do, show them the giant anaconda, show them the king cobra, show them the black mambo, but make sure you never show them again in Steve Irwin's Jersey Station.
The trouser snake.
That's right. It was lots of fun, though. I love reptiles. You know, they're like family to me, even though they bit me in the eye, in the itchy eye. That was the worst.
You have had a reptile, as Buzz would say, bite you in your duke?
I was bitten when I was down in the islands. I got bitten in the itchy eye by a giant lizard known as a giant monitor. They got a nasty bite, man, and their venom's filled with bacteria. I couldn't ask for weeks, man. It swelled up just like a giant beach ball. I looked like a baboon. I was walking. Have you ever seen the baboons with their big red derrieres, mate? This thing was so painful. I actually had to S through a tube for a while. Yes, sirree. Just like Brownie batted through a sieve, mate. I don't mind telling you, but I like you guys. You have to come on a safari with me sometime. That'll be lots of fun.
You ever hunt for these vipers or these snakes in an ass pole?
I've done that. There's nothing worse than the ass. If you're familiar with the story of Cleopatra, Cleopatra actually killed herself, did herself in by actually getting bitten by an asp. So, let me tell you how dangerous they are. They're smaller snakes than the other snakes you normally see. So you have to get on your belly, and then you have to swim along the sand. And just about the time you get to them, you see a tiny little asp hole. This tiny bit of an asp hole is where they reside. They live deep underground. And so I have to actually scrape the sand away to make the asp hole a little bigger.
You ever see a really gigantic asp?
I did one time, but I still had to make it bigger so that I could fit my entire hand in there and reach down and grab it. So it's a very delicate process. I spread the sand away, then I take my fist and I ram the fist down into the asshole. And then after I grab the snake and it's got tiny little teeth and it doesn't really strike as much as chew on you a little bit. So if you reach in too quick with your fist into that asshole, you've got a real world of hat made anyway.
You want to see a real ass pole?
I'd like to see.
Hey, give me Mike's birthday card.
Alrighty, let me see that. That's nice. Happy birthday, Mike. Understand you're 10 years away from your final resting place.
you see this jockey?
Oh, yeah, that's a dangerous asshole, man.
That's right.
That's very dangerous, I don't mind telling you. I wouldn't want to hunt for him, but he'd be easy to spot, mate. Absolutely, with a beak that big. I don't mind telling you, I'd find him quicker. Lickety-split. Crikey, that would be a lot of fun. I'm feeling a little dizzy right now, because I'm filled with all that anti-venom.
Now, last thing here, what about the ads for this dumb Dr. Doolittle movie?
Dr. Doolittle.
Are you in the movie or just in the ads?
That's right. Well, let me tell you something right now. I'm a sellout. You see, that's the truth. I like to crawl around with snakes, but I like paychecks even better, mate. So I like to do anything. If you got a commercial, like for
FedEx, or you've got a movie you want to sell, and it involves reptiles, as Buzz Burbank would say. And I want to compliment your newsman for pronouncing it the right way. It's reptile. Absolutely. Not reptile, like all you Americans say. It's reptile. Reptile with snakes and gators and everything.
Would you be in the X-rated movie Doctor Do Everything?
I would. As a matter of fact, did you get the advanced script? That's the first time that I'm going to reveal Irwin's giant anaconda to the world, and I'm going to make it spit right on camera, mate.
The trouser snake?
The trouser snake, yes, my khaki tacky. I'm going to spread my khaki tacky
all over the free world, mate.
Denim. This is so exciting, but you know, I've been around here. You think because you're out in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., you got to be easy going, but that's not true. They're dangerous creatures, mate. They're all around here. You walk down the hallways in the back room, you got to watch out. You know what they are?
What?
Salespeople.
Yeah, there's lots of them here that you got to worry about.
They got forked tongues, and they got little slitty eyes, and you got to be careful because they only come out
during the day between 9 and 5, mate, and they'll screw you just as quick as look at you.
They're real dangerous. I was over here last month, and I had a spit of a speckle. I'll tell you right now. I was searching for the elusive slimy line wand. Ooh, that's a nasty, nasty reptile. You don't go into his cave unless you want to come out holding your Johnson.
Does Mrs. Irwin...
Yeah, we had your wife on the show once.
She's American. She's a piece of ass.
Does she give good copperhead?
Oh, she sure does. She's fantastic. She knows all about my khaki tacky. There's no doubt about it.
Your denim venom. She's the only lady I ever met that could actually make the Irwin trouser snake spit from a distance. She can do it over the phone, mate. It was fantastic. All she does is say the magic word. What's that?
Stevie's my baby.
Oh, no.
And then spit away. Spit away soon. Hide me kangaroo down, mate.
And, Steve, this is definitely a different side of you than we've ever seen on your show. Or
now,
ever
I don't talk about the Irwin trouser snake very often, but you brought it up and I decided I would give you all the latest details on it. That'll be featured on one of your cable channels. I think I'm going to be going on Vivid TV, showing the whole world Steve Irwin's trouser snake coming out of his nasty khakis.
Okay. Steve, we're going to play low-budget jeopardy here with the first two people to call us.
That's a dangerous game. That's where you reach out into your listeners and grab a couple of dangerous ones, some that are more smart than the others.
And sometimes those are the dumber, mate. It should be Big Dice Book.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. We will take the first two calls right now.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Whiz gang, looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
7.5 inches long and about 3 inches in girth. The Don and Mike Show.
That sounds bloody familiar, man.
You know, I was just thinking about it during the commercials, and I bet that, tell me about more attacks with the snake, the trouser snake.
Dangerous Steve Irwin's trouser snake with his khaki tacky.
Well, I heard that not only does he shoot khaki tacky and,
spits for the captain.
Jean jizz. Docker's drip.
Docker's drip, that's dangerous, mate.
A dungaree dollop.
A dungarees.
You're wearing your dungarees today, mate.
A Bermuda blast.
That's fantastic.
And a shot from your shorts.
Shot from your shorts.
You can come down to the reptile pack. It'll be fantastic. Bring your own shooting iron.
And listen, have you seen the girls walk by the window? The girls that are here for Mike's birthday party?
Yeah, Mike. They're not as interesting to me as reptiles.
Come on. What are you, a homo now?
I'm not a homo, but there's nothing like the thrill of being fully turgid and jumping into a spot with a dangerous crocodile. That's what really gets me juices flowing. Girls are silly. I don't like girls.
Have you ever had sex with an animal?
I don't want to go into...
Are you a zoophile? We had a zoophile on the show earlier this week.
Well, I'll tell you, they should all be respected and loved.
That's what's great about reptiles. They need love, too, just like people. And I love them, each and every one of them.
But you can't get too close, because they'll just spin around and bite you right where it counts, mate.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever met a reptile that has made you spit?
I've met a few that have made me spit because it's so exciting with the chase. When you've got an 8-foot cock that you're trying to jump on top of in wrestling and then it starts wriggling around and, you know, they roll off on their belly and they spin around. That's how they get their prey. But when they do it real fast and you've got both arms on your front legs, what they do is they kind of bounce up and down and sometimes the friction gets me all willy-bong.
It gets you all what?
It gets me all willy bong, man. I tell you right now, they go up and down, and the friction on gator skin will really get you going. It doesn't take long if you get the right subject, Mike.
I heard that if you see a really sexy alligator,
yeah,
that before you know it, you get 10 cc's of trouser trash.
More than 10 cc's. It's a whole bloody puddle, mate. Absolutely. I'm going to show you my Irwin crocodile hybrid. I've been working in my special lab. That's right. It's a fully formed gator with my face on it, mate.
Let's play the game, Steve.
This is no budget jeopardy. Now entering the studio is challenger number one, mate, from Clifton, Virginia. Let's say hi to a consultant. His name is Rob Strassheim.
Hello, Rob.
Hello there.
Hey, buddy.
And now entering the studio is challenger number two, an accountant from Springfield. Let's say hi to Pat Henson, mate.
Hello, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Oh, Pat?
Yes.
It's Pat. We got them both.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Russell the Cross, mate. It's the night of Ellie Stupinski Runny Bird.
Thank you, Steve. Hello, Pat. Hello, Rob. Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on tie suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex unless we're playing the game. That is L. Kuhler, Quizmaster. And always call him the man with the trouser snake, Steve Irwin.
Crikey, I think he's coming alive.
And here are your categories, guys. They are... Name that WLBA team.
Oh, that sounds dangerous, mate.
No, it's the WNBA.
I understand that. That's right. You're a controversial figure.
Sex in the City celebrity bra size.
Ah, too many girls on that show.
New on home video / DVD.
I got videos that would curl your hair, mate.
Hollywood News.
Boo.
And States and Capitals.
Sites and Capitals. I don't have time for thinking.
Once again, here they are, guys. Name that WNBA team.
We need a good rattler.
Sex in the City celebrity bra sizes.
All right.
New on home video DVD.
How about a pit viper?
Celebrity Hollywood News and States and Capitals. And let's see.
Sex in the City would be better with Gibbons.
Gibbons with monkeys?
Yeah, monkeys, mate. Hey. They're great and they're charming.
Can I say something to you?
Sure.
Well. Send a monkey gram.
I got him, mate. Little cuddly stuffed thing with boxes of chocolates. I
Rob, we'll start with you.
All right. Since I like the WNBA so much, I'll take name that WNBA team for one.
Good start, Rob. Dip it all over your tongue, mate.
I know.
Name that WLBA team. Here we go. For one, New York.
What is the Liberty?
$1 for right. You. You're off and running. That's right. Running as fast as a giant dingo. Go again, Rob.
Okay, I'll take the same category for two, please.
Washington, D.C.
What are the Mystics?
$2 for you. Man. You're smoking it.
We're a bunch of lesbians. Buzz, do you have news or are you just looking nodding?
Just shuffling.
Okay, just shuffling your papers.
He shuffles. Don't be amused at that shuffle. Consider it as dangerous as it is, because one of these days, Buzz Burbank is going to strike with his Kansas flagpole.
Go again, please.
Same category for three, please.
Sacramento, California.
What are the Queens?
Ah, the Queens. That's funny, mate. Hey, Pat, it's your chance to steal.
What are the Monarchs?
How amazing these guys got those right. Yeah, that's 100% right.
Good job, guys. All right, you're in control, Pat.
All right, I'd like to go to States and Capitals for one, please.
Oh, of course you would. For one, it's the capital of Texas.
Capital of Texas. What is Austin?
Well, that's right, Pat.
Although I couldn't make up my mind. That was half... Because he kind of repeated the question back, but we'll give it to him.
$1 for you, Pat. You're off and rolling.
Collect again.
Same category for two, please.
All right. Shall we play a game? That's funny, Mike. I like the way he does.
It is the capital of Michigan.
What is Lansing?
All right, Robbie, it's the Steely Get Back in the
Game. No, I'm sorry. No. Lansing's correct.
Is that $2?
Lansing's correct. That's an operator error. Yes, Lansing, Michigan.
I think we were distracted by his high-pitched voice.
I think we were.
Hey, Mike.
All right, guys, I'll go with the same category for three, please.
It is the capital of Illinois.
What is Springfield?
That is right.
$3 for you, Pat. You may have a high voice, but you got a commanding lead.
Let's go with the Hollywood News for one, please.
The Hollywood News.
Two wacky Dallas DJs got fired for saying that this singer is dead.
Who is Britney Spears?
Who is Britney Spears?
$1 for you, mate. What was the dollar value? I got confused.
Uno, Steve.
$1 for you. Good job.
Then category for two, please.
The rumor is the singer-actress with a great set of jugs is pregnant.
Who is Vanessa Williams?
Robbie, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Jennifer Lopez?
Right. J-Lo.
Oh, J-Lo.
J-Lo.
She's dangerous, especially when she's hanging around that Puff Daddy. All right, Rob, select again.
Hollywood News for three.
After 40 years, this Chicago television legend has retired.
Yeah,
great influence on that man.
Yes,
Buzz Burbank.
All right, Pat, your chance to steal.
That's a clue for you.
No idea.
Bozo the Clown.
Bozo the Clown.
Yes.
Ah, boy, I like that. Big red hair, a giant red nose, and a stinger. That's right. He could put a stinger in you. Turn around and see his baggy pants, and it would shoot out, mate. Real dangerous. You'd get the Bozo flu. All right, Rob, you're in control.
I'll take new on home video for one.
New on home video or DVD.
I've been bozoed.
For one, this movie's okay if you don't mind stupid subtitles.
What is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Right.
$1 for you, Rob. You're starting your comeback.
All right, same category for two.
For two, all right. Stars Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson.
What is Unbreakable?
Right again.
$2 for you, Rob. You're coming on strong.
All right, same category for three.
Stars Jennifer Lopez and Matthew McConaughey.
What is The Wedding Planner?
God, this guy's good.
$3. Wow, you're doing a great job. I like that Bozo question.
He's not as popular as the clown we had in Australia.
Who's that?
Jizzo. All right. Select again, Rob.
Sex and the City bra size for one.
Well, Jizzo,
Jizzo was a great clown.
Wait, wasn't his dad Spermo?
Spermo the clown, that's right. And of course, the great Cimino. That was a dangerous clown, very scary. And of course, if you spent too much time with Jizzo the clown, you'd find out about Drippo. Select again, Rob.
Oh, he did. Sex and the City celebrity bra size. This is the last category on the big board. I'll tell you a star of Sex and the City, and you simply tell me her bra size. For one, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, what is 36C?
No, Pat, your chance to steal.
What is 34B?
No.
Sarah Jessica, 34C.
It's a horse race, mate. All right, Rob, select again.
Same category for two.
Kim Cattrall.
Wow.
What is 34C?
No. Pat, your chance to steal.
What is 36C?
No.
36B.
36B for Kim Cattrall.
36B for Kim Cattrall.
I love that scene in the firehouse, mate, when she put those little straps over her nipples.
Did the trouser snake come out for that?
The trouser snake's always out for Sex in the City, mate. Lots of fun going. It's time to spit. All right, Rob.
Same category for three, please.
Cynthia Nixon.
What is a 34C?
As Rob would say, Dave Foley.
Your chance to steal.
What is 34B?
34B is correct for Cynthia Nixon.
And with that, he takes the lead at the last possible second. Might have traded
it. Okay, listen. So who's got what here, Steve?
Pat finishes with that great answer with $13. Meanwhile, Rob's just got 11.
We're going to have a real exciting final round.
We are. Hold on, guys.
Makes me so excited. Almost as excited as when I used to go see Jizzo.
Chizzo the Clown.
Duh.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says. Just keep laughing.
Straight
Radio Zeus's with the Juices. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're back with Steve Irwin. The,
nice to be here, mate. I'm having such a great time. You guys really know what's fair.
Steve Irwin, who during the break I heard was running up and down the hallways asking anybody if they wanted to pet the trouser snake.
I didn't get any takers, mate, but I'm sure ready for it. It's Friday. Crikey, I love Friday.
And one of the girls who works here, Bretta, told me that you actually walked up to her and you asked her if she wanted to see the snake spit.
I did, and she turned me down flat, mate, but I still gave her my world-famous wink. There you go.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. What did you got a great radio show.
What did you think of Bretta, who works back in the sales staff?
She looks mighty dangerous, mate. I'll tell you right now. Very dangerous. Absolutely, mate.
don't shake your head, Noah.
There you go, mate. Leave them laughing, mate.
Have some fun last day before vacation.
They're all dangerous. Some of them will make a great purse.
Yeah, all right.
That's great.
Thank you.
Give them what they want, mate.
Let's play a final low-budget Jeopardy now. Hey, put this guy on line three on hold, please, kids. Because I've only got Rob.
Rob, that's right, Rob. He's from Clifton, Virginia.
And Pat, are you there, Pat?
Yeah, I'm here.
How about you, Rob?
Yes.
All right, got them both. Thank you, guys.
Roger, okay.
Ready to play a final low-budget Jeopardy, and here you go. The category is Talk to the Animals.
Ah, that's my kind of category.
And I know you think it's going to be some stupid Dr. Doolittle thing, but it's not.
No, it's not.
No, here's your final low-budget Jeopardy answer.
You're sneaky.
It's the name of the failed/cult classic Bobcat Goldthwait movie in which Bob befriends a talking horse.
That's a great movie, mate. What a career.
Do you remember when he came on our show? Do you remember listening to Mike and I when he came on our show telling us that this was going to be the movie?
It was his breakout film.
That turns his career around.
The only thing that broke out was a zit on his forehead, mate.
All right, so once again, the category, Talk to the Animals.
Category.
And your final answer is, it's the name of the failed movie/cult classic.
Yeah, great movie.
Bobcat Goldthwait movie in which Bob befriends a talking horse. We need the answer in the form of a question and a good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive tickets to Steve Irwin's Bottomless Ass Safari. Experience the thrill of the outback, mate. The only way you can, without any fridges. Hello? Hold on just a second, mate. That's right. You'll see every dangerous reptile on my world-famous Bottomless Ass Safari. Wipe yourself with leaves. Feel a swamp water wash against your nether regions. And take home a lethal parasite, mate, without a net. It's great. Now back to final low budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo Vaisman.
What was that about the wiping?
You can wipe with leaves. You never have to wear your drawers.
It's my bottomless ass safari.
Who do I want to talk to first here, Steve?
Robbie. He's the last one on the totem pole, mate.
All right, Rob. Here we go. Rob.
Yes.
Talk to the Animals. It's the name of the failed movie/cult classic Bobcat Goldthwait movie in which Bob befriends a talking horse.
What is horseshoe?
Horseshoe.
That knocks you down to zero, mate, but you get some potting gifts.
Here you go, Pat. Pat, you're the big wiener if you have the right answer.
I don't think so. What is Mr. Jingle?
No,
not Mr. Jingle. That's right, Jingle Jangle. No money for these boys.
How could you guys forget the great movie Hot to Trot?
A great movie. I tell you, I liked it almost as much as Shake the Clown, mate.
Hot to Trot. Well, this is the type of game that Alan Line won, Ken Stevens. They're going to love. We've given away absolutely no money. So, Pat and Rob, listen, don't go away, man. Just go away. And here is Steve Irwin and his trouser snake to tell you what you want, Steve.
All right, mate. Listen to this. You've won a graduation bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Just send a bear gram to celebrate a graduation. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. But wait.
There's more.
You've won a Sex in the City prize pack. Don't miss the sexiest show on TV, Sex in the City, this
but in HBM on the HBO, but
it's a ripper.
But wait,
there's more.
You bought a Wemo, fun in the sun toy.
Wemo,
the leader in outdoor slumber toys, wants to motivate kids to get outdoors this summer. Wemo toys are available in your head.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Have a
great 4th of July holiday,
it's
please.
It's a Rita.
And Steve, well, what can I say? But
I'm a Rita.
This has been a much different Steve Irwin than we've seen in the past.
Thanks for talking about Irwin's famous trouser snake that spits on command, mate. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Make sure you join me at Andy Outback for my bottomless ass safari.
And what about the ass razz that I heard about?
The ass rats?
The ass rats.
Oh, the ass rats.
Steve Irwin's ass rats?
I see them in a special cage, man. And they all have twine around their necks. They're me special pets. We can talk about that later.
Okay. Steve, always remember and never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy's a production of
Kuron Incorporated and is distributed by King Wilson. Have a return.
Wow.
Wow, he was wound up.
I guess so.
Sure was. I don't know what that deal was
like. The last thing there, the ass rats, I think that was like a Richard Gere thing.
You know, he said there was twine around their necks.
Yeah. Around their necks.
Just poor creatures.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a wonderful zoo park.
You know, I think he's a zoophile.
He might be. I mean, he's worked closely. You don't think so, Rob?
I don't think so.
I think he might be.
And Mike, while you were not here, we were discussing Bobcat Goldthwait, and that time he used to come on our show, that period of time he would come on our show almost every week to tell us how he was making this movie that was going to change his career.
Hot to Trot, one of the great cinematic disasters of all time.
Hot to Trot. Well, listen, I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back.
Because it's your birthday today.
I know there have been some very attractive women roaming the hallways.
I believe we have not a two-girl show, not a three-girl show, not a four-girl show.
Whoa!
A five-girl show,
Wow. Perhaps
a six-girl show.
Nudes a-poppin'.
Maybe a seven-girl live sex show.
Oh, my God. Joe Ardinger is going to be thrilled.
That's right. We are goddamn excited.
Yes, we are.
Joe will be the recipient, and we have told the girls anything goes.
Wow!
So we've got plenty of time. We'll get to Mike's birthday party right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to
just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed.
Shut up.
This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pop.
Yeah, Pop. We've been doing it too, Pop.
Oh, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. But why this particular day?
You're all
because
dead.
It's your birthday.
You're dead.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost.
Stop Josh.
I've never known my birth date.
We do now.
Really?
A lot of letter writing, but they finally chose the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
Yeah, right.
That's wonderful.
Shut up.
Real thoughtful of you, Pop.
Yeah, right, shut up, Paul.
I always missed having a regular birthday. How old am I?
You're dead, like Carol O'Connor.
Don't be surprised, Pop.
Worm food, Paul.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
You're dead.
Oh, how about a song in honor of
No!
No. There's something I'd like to say.
Please, no.
Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
Hey, it's a goat, it's a goat, it's a goat.
Oh. They like to kiss Puzzy, Don and Mike.
Well, as a matter of fact, today is Mike's birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday to me. Oh, we got a whole Moulin Rouge theme happening right now.
All right.
Frankly, we had a celebrity coming in to accept the celebrity nude. Had to cancel, reschedule, be on the show in a couple of weeks.
That is correct.
So standing by is Super Joe Ardinger.
Yay.
Joseph, our brand new phone screener. Here he is, Super Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Now, Joe, of course, you've heard these live sex shows on the air before, and you've never actually participated in one, correct?
That is correct.
Well, welcome to the show, Joe. Yeah.
Thank you.
So you are virginal. Let me ask you before you start. Of course, you have no choice in this, but are you open as Buzz is to anything?
Yeah, for the show, I'll do it.
There you go. All right, well then, let's start by bringing in the girls of 2exposed.com.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I know that Shiloh has brought many, many, many beautiful girls in today.
A bevy.
Many of them.
Many we haven't seen before.
Right. Yeah, it'll be fine, Joe.
Lots of brand new girls. What was that? What did Joe say?
Joe wanted to know if it'd be all right. And I said, it'll be fine, Joe.
Joe, what, you like girls?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you'll have a good time, Joe.
I never knew that until this very moment, Joe. That's good. Thank you for confirming that.
Sure. What, that he's not a fag?
Just nobody
likes you. All right, here come the girls. Here comes Shiloh.
Here we go. Wow, look at this parade.
Hi, girl. Wow.
Give them all a nice round of applause.
Wow, look at all these
fantastic
girls.
One, two, three, four.
Beautiful
girls. Wow, see, woo. There's your microphone there, Shiloh. Step
beautiful
right up.
Girls. Now we got microphone five working also in the back.
Yeah, lots of microphones in here right now.
These girls are absolutely... Hold on, there's a fifth girl.
Wow.
Just came in. Hi, honey. Wow, these girls are hot. Hi, Shiloh.
Hi, how are you? Is this one working?
Yeah.
Shiloh, how have you been?
I have been excellent.
Shiloh.
I can't be any better.
Shiloh, of course, won that, you won the Hawaiian Tropic thing on the web, right?
Yep, I won the Miss Hawaiian Tropic, and then in February I went out, flew me out to the Playboy Mansion.
Yes.
Which was amazing. Stayed there for a week, they did a shoot, and actually I'm going to be on Playboy.com the week of July 30th, so I will call you guys and let you know.
Oh,
congratulations.
Everybody can see me nude now. Cool. For all those people in the U.S. that haven't been able to see me nude because the website doesn't show it.
For the 10 people who haven't seen you nude.
Of course, everyone throughout Europe has seen plenty of Shiloh nude.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Now, did you have to have sex with Hef?
That's, no.
No,
that's
you didn't.
Asked.
You met Hef, though?
Yes, I met Hef. They put me on the... I got to stay at the mansion. They put you on the guest property. Yes, he did try, but I am not the kind of girl, so...
Really? Ah.
Well, what kind of move
did he try to do you?
What kind of move did he put on you?
Well, he sent down one of his girlfriends, and she told me that he had a crush on me, and then one night we all went out in the limo. I don't even know if I should be saying this.
Yeah, you're
going to get me in trouble. Well, anyways, one night...
You went out in a limo with Hef?
Yeah, one night he called me actually during my shoot when I was at the studio getting shot. It was a 10-hour shoot. God, it was ridiculous. Anyway, he calls me during my shoot. They go, Shiloh, you have a call from the mansion. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, freaking out.
From the grotto.
Yes. The grotto was cool. I went in there with three playmates nude. It was great. That was one of my last nights there. But anyway.
This is Hugh Hefner.
And he's 75.
Could you please send over Shiloh?
So you get the call, and what do they say?
He says, you want to come out tonight with us? And I was like, sure, you know.
I've taken 15 Viagra, Shiloh, and I need to see you right now.
And what happened? You said you'd go out.
Yeah, so we get into the limo, and we go out to this place called Barfly in L.A., and there's actually a woman there from London. She was a reporter. So, I get out of the limo, big camera in my face, lights. I was just like, whoa, what's going on? And it was great. I felt like a movie star for a week. And my first night there actually was great. I went out with one of the playmates because they had flew me in early and have wanted me to come to a dinner with them to kind of get comfortable. I was there, it was a Wednesday. But when I arrived, Hef was sick, so they canceled it. So my roommate was Shannon Stewart. She was June 2000 playmate.
I'm on oxygen. I won't be able to make the limo trip.
Yeah, be quiet. So anyway, she goes, come out with me. And we went to the photographer's house. So we're sitting there playing Taboo, and all of a sudden Charlize Theron comes in. No makeup.
The movie star.
Yeah. So
wow.
My first night, I'm hanging out with Charlize Theron playing Taboo. She's actually on my team. And
Do you have sex with her?
I wish.
You would.
Whoa, there you go.
You would have had sex with her?
Yes, I would have.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So would I.
But her, hell yeah.
But not him. Yeah. So that's where the line is, right? Charlize Theron, yes, Hef, no.
Well, she's a woman.
Yes, right.
That's
the
thing I like.
Mm-hmm. But now, what if they had said to you, the only way that you're going to get this shot in Playboy is to have sex with Hef? Okay.
Well, then I guess I won't be in. That's why I'm going to do that. That's why I'm going to be on the Cyber Girls. But
I got you. Okay. Are you kidding? But that's really,
really interesting. Well, what a scoop.
Put it this way. I'm going to be on the Cyber Girls. And if I get a lot, I guess people vote for you. And then which I'm going to hope that everybody helps me with, please.
Yeah, right.
Like they do at the Hawaiian Tropic. But pretty much people can vote for me on the Playboy.com, and then I get Girls Month, so I become the Playmate of the Month for the Cyber Girls. And if I get some substantial, a lot of votes, then I may be in the magazine as Playmate. They'll be like, whoa, Shiloh's got a million people voting for her. We got to put this girl in the magazine, you know?
You won't get your million votes.
She's a walking, talking corporation.
You don't have to bone that old man to get in the magazine. We will get you the votes for it.
Absolutely.
But so, yeah, and then they fly you out. I do another shoot. I do a little video, whatever. So it should be cool. But, you know, I mean, it's not that important to me. I do well enough now. I mean, I have my friends. My life is great. I don't feel that I need to sell my soul for anything.
I think it's important that we've just learned a little insight into how
absolutely
Playboy works. Thank you for telling us that.
Thank you for sharing
that.
Thanks for
getting me in trouble, too, now, probably.
We appreciate the candor.
You just deny it and say you were telling a joke if anybody asked you that you said on the show you had to sleep with him.
Anyway, so this is Kendra. This is Blake.
The girls. Oh, yes, introduce all the girls to us.
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
Kendra.
Hi, Kendra.
She hot as hell. How are you?
Hi.
Natural too. Kendra is long, down to her butt, brown hair, brown eyes, natural, full C-cup, has the best natural boobs.
Okay, and you are?
Blake.
Hi, Blake.
Hi.
Hi. What do you have to say about her, Shiloh?
Blake is long, brown hair, brown eyes, very tan, really great body, full C-cup. Awesome. Angel, which has been on the show before.
Hi, Angel. Yeah, nice to see you again.
Angel, and I'm fabulous, and you have to call me.
All right.
Yeah. She wants some work.
And who else do we have?
And this is Lexi.
Hi.
Hi, Lexi.
Hi, Lexi.
Hi, step up, Lexi. Hi, Shiloh. What bio can you give us about Lexi?
Lexi, long blonde hair, green eyes, and you are
almost a D. Almost a D. And I'm the new addition, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
Wow. Almost a D. Okay.
We're breaking her in good.
Have you guys met Joe?
Now we have.
Now, this is Super Joe Ardinger.
This is Joseph.
He is our new phone screener.
Oh.
And
Joe does not know about how we handle the birthday parties on the Don and Mike show, does he?
No.
No, he doesn't. Joe, he has no idea.
Fun.
Now, where do you want Joe to go, Shiloh? Do you want him to sit in that chair?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right. Why don't you sit in the chair there, Joe?
Now, I'm going to...
We're going to put some music on.
We have on Mike music. First
oh, a feather bow. Oh, thank you. Thank
Mike,
you very much.
Mike, where's the feather bow?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's fine. It's now, me. It's really
you.
Me.
You look fabulous.
Do we have Mike 5 turned on?
Yeah.
Thank all right, you. So, Joe, we need you to talk right into microphone 5 to describe as best you can everything that's happening.
Be a good narrator, because sometimes people don't talk, and this is for the listeners, right?
Right.
So
this is all for the listeners.
All right, listeners.
You know.
Now, Joe, will you tell everybody... How hot are these 5 girls in front of you
stellar.
Right now?
Spectacular and stellar. 5 beautiful girls standing in front of me right now, all smiling.
Joe, which one do you find out of the 5, which do you find the most attractive if you had to select one?
It's not fair to them, Don.
No.
They're all hot. Everybody's
Joe, the correct answer would be all of them.
All of well, yeah, it's not fair. They're all hot.
All of them.
I mean, they're all equally hot.
All right.
Okay, now the girls are posing for a picture before the party starts.
Yes, they are.
And girls, I certainly am no homo, but I think
flying.
That...
he is. Him and Rob all the time, I see it.
I think the way to start the show would be to have Joe take his shirt off.
Wow. Well, isn't that their call? Well, Mr. Director?
You would think we'd take off our shirt first, but if you want to get him
no,
naked,
no, no, no. Usually that's a better idea.
No, but it's funnier to see Joe just sitting there with his shirt
on. Well, I'll let him do the work.
Funny.
Funny.
You're already in France, aren't you?
No, come on, before the girls get naked.
Oh, my God.
You got to see Joe with his cod belly.
For me, it's taking the fun.
Three little curly hairs sticking out of his chest.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, I have a picture.
He should strip off for us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who's supposed to be getting naked here?
Yeah, really.
All right. Well, now that Joe's down to just his shorts, I'm ready to go. You want your music?
Okay, here we go.
Music.
Oh, hey, Joe. Joe just...
stripped my shirt off.
He just took Shiloh's shirt off.
Joe, I don't think you're allowed to touch like that and take her shirt off.
Yeah, hands to yourself.
In his face.
Don't tell me no lies.
Eye for an eye.
All right.
And now, Joe, what do you think about Shiloh?
Wonderful. Fantastic.
And as the other girls come over...
It looks like a group hug is about to happen.
All right. Joe is now surrounded
all right,
by
I'm
five
surrounded
beautiful
by
women.
5 beautiful women. They're all rubbing each other. Shiloh's top is off.
And the clothes are beginning
more
to come off.
Coming off.
Wow.
Oh, she needs some help, so I'm helping her. Lexi needs help.
All right, there are now Lexi's top. Is Lexi's top off?
Are you enjoying yourself, Joe?
Lexi's are, I would say, a full... Well, close to the D, you said already.
Hey, one of your girls, Shiloh, just threw her top into the trash can. I want to...
and very tan. She's got green eyes, and she's beautiful, and I forgot her name already.
Joe, how many big, beautiful breasts are you looking at right now?
I'm looking at 10 beautiful breasts, Don. Blake's are particularly perky.
Joe.
And I forgot about Kendra. Kendra is all tan, very tan.
Yeah.
And natural.
Yeah, sure. Wow.
And now some girls are taking their pants off.
Joe, you're doing perfect natural boobs on Kendra, everybody.
Oh. Now, Kendra, those are real?
Wow.
Those are real?
Yeah.
Look at how Shiloh clenches them.
I'm like, I love these boobs.
Yes, look at how she touches them.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Looks like she's selling produce.
These melons are half off.
Now, Shiloh, do you touch all the girls' boobs?
What do you think? I'm Shiloh Hefner, man.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely. Touch all the girls' boobs. Would you mind?
Hold on.
Shiloh's
pants
off.
Bottoms have come off. All the girls are getting naked at once now, Don.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
All the girls are taking their underpants off now.
Nice to meet you, Ken, right here.
Okay. And let's check out the landing strip.
Next here. Neck. Another nice view.
Oh, wow. All these girls, these beautiful girls are totally naked.
Wow. Ken. Live, totally naked girls in the studio.
Lots of nudity.
I
want to
taste some jelly there.
Yes, go ahead, Shiloh.
Taste, let me...
what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think.
Sample.
Sample the good.
I'm sampling.
Okay, let me...
Melon.
Okay, here we go. Can we get that on the microphone, Ralph? Sure. Can we...
Can we sample the new edition? We can sure try.
Can all the girls sample? Let's get this on mic.
Sampling.
Pretty damn tasty.
Now, are all the girls... sample, girls. Go ahead.
Sample.
Funny.
Now we have five beautiful girls, 10 beautiful breasts, and we have... and we have 20 lovely lips in the studio,
hey,
if you're counting.
Shiloh, I got a question for you. Is the prerequisite all the girls enjoy the company of other women? Is that one of the requisites for your band of troopers here?
Pretty much. I mean, that's we're known for our two-girl shows.
Okay, very good.
You know,
just checking.
You to get into it. There's no faking.
Right.
Everybody here has, like, a chemistry, gets along great.
No faking.
No faking. All real.
And now, this is still happening. Let's get the microphone going over there.
I think it's time for Joe to have a little flake.
Hold on, what are we doing now? What are we doing to Joe?
Okay.
Oh, now whipped cream coming out.
There's Ready Whip. And apparently, what is that? What are they going to do?
Joe's shaking.
Joe is shaking a little
bit. You're not shaking.
Yes, he is.
Joe's shaking.
We're intimidating him.
Joe, are you shaking?
I'm having a flashback to the 80s.
You're not epileptic, are you?
Hold on.
Okay,
now the girls are. Here we go. They are going to actually
whip cream show.
Getting the whipped cream on the breast. Right on the
cherry.
Oh, and a cherry on there.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Little Sunday, Joe.
Sunday on Friday.
Now look at that.
Sunday.
Very clever. Right on the breasticles.
Oh, wonderful.
Now hold on. We're going to get a picture.
So
get a picture for the website here.
This one's for Dad.
There you go. Now, Shiloh, are you going to put these on your site?
Yes. www.2xpose.com. POSED.
www.2xpose.com.
Now, is Joe going to enjoy the Sunday?
Are you the meat?
She's melting.
All right. Now, Joe.
Good Lord, he's mama.
Joe, what are you doing, Joe? We need the microphone by Joe.
Joe is nursing. We need the microphone.
Joe, are you nursing? What are you doing, Joe?
He just ate the cherry.
Mama. That's a good view. Hey, Buzz, help us narrate over there. You got a great view.
Joe is shaking and drooling right now.
Finishing off the whipped cream.
Wow.
Joe, what are you doing? Speak to me as you're doing what you're doing.
I'm eating cherries, Don.
Wow, good job, Joe.
I think he's nursing.
He honestly looks like a mad dog right now because he has whipped cream coming out of his mouth and he's shaking.
He seems to really be enjoying himself.
Awesome.
This is quite a show.
Microphone, Joe.
Look
at Joe. He has a fantastic rap.
Has he stopped? Has he stopped shaking yet, or what?
Well, it is kind of cold in here. Uh-oh.
Oh, now they're unbuckling his pants.
Oh, my God.
They are. Oh, look at Joe.
I hope my underwear is clean.
Oh, God.
I didn't need to hear that. Man, oh, man.
That's for last, or should I do something else?
You go for it, Shiloh. You do whatever you do.
Thank him.
I'll hold that for a few minutes.
All right. No problem.
Shiloh is taking Joe's belt off.
We'll reward him first, and then we'll give
punish him.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Lots of great angles in here.
These five girls that are in here are beautiful. You should go to Shiloh's website tonight to check out these pictures.
Absolutely.
It actually might be Monday.
Monday? Okay, gotcha.
They will be up.
www.2expos.com.
What a show.
That's where you're going to see these five girls are hot.
H-O-T.
H-O-T, everybody.
Goddamn now.
My God.
Oh, now, here comes the, hold on there, dear. Undoing Joe's pants.
Time to get busy.
Joe's pants, and they are putting the gelatin.
Yeah, that's very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, I think it fits.
It's improvement.
The gelatin trouser snake. Is
don't knock it until you've seen it.
The gummy penis is now gone in Joe's pants.
Did you get these in the bulk food aisle at Giant?
Now what?
Now they're strapping Joe's face with something.
We love this. Now Joe's gonna have a dildo strapped to his chin, I think.
Dildo.
Oh, God, dildo.
I'm not very familiar with how these things fit.
Sure you're not, Joe.
Taking Joe in here.
Okay, so let's watch. What are they doing to you, Joe?
I have no idea.
There's one on the waist, there's one on the chin, and two girls are going to take a nice little ride.
Wow. So you're going to be chin-effing, and you're going to be crotch-effing with these dildos that have been attached to you.
He's going to have two women at the same time. Have you ever had two girls at the same time, Joe?
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a while, buddy.
You know what, I have to
and they weren't nearly as good-looking as you all.
get a picture of Joe with his chin dildo.
Joe, I think you ought to wear that to work every day. I think that would be a terrific idea.
Joe with a big thumbs up.
My goodness.
God damn.
Joe, you enjoying it so far?
Yes.
Yes, right, now.
Very good.
Joe, you got to lay down on the ground, I guess?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, Joe lays on the ground.
All right, now Joe
what are you doing here?
I'm going to join in, Joe. Happy birthday.
Way to go, Rob.
Okay, now, let's see.
How's the view, Joe?
Wonderful.
Joe is on his back on the floor. He has one of the dildos attached to his chin, another one coming out the fly of his pants. And the girls are now going to...
It's pony rides now.
Mount him.
Yes.
They're going to...
You get to see how good he is.
Now, they are applying some kind of lubricant.
Extra Glide, baby.
You're giving more detail than you normally do.
Well, good, John. That's what we want, right? The listeners need to know what's going on. For the listeners.
I didn't say where they're applying lubricant.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Totally up to the discretion of those who are listening.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Joe, can you hear me?
Hi, Joe.
Ooh.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Joe, right? You know, it's like in baseball, little chin music.
Joe, right now you are chin effing, right?
Yeah, among other things.
Wow.
I love the. Let me ask the girls. How was Joe with the thing on his chin? How'd you enjoy sitting on Joe's chin? Oh, hold on, she's doing it from the others.
From the other side.
Joe, oh, naughty Joe.
What's she doing?
Joe's hands are roaming all over the place right now.
Okay, baby, you're going to do me a little favor, okay? And because since it's our dear friend Mike's birthday, you're going to hum happy birthday for him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, we love
that trick. This is a good trick.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Michael.
While two girls are riding him right now.
Oh, good job, Joe. Bravo. Fantastic. And Joe, I would say of all the people that have received nudes in the studio, Joe's hands are more active than anyone's
really
ever have been.
Joe got the Roman fingers,
He's
girls?
Got the Roman fingers. He does indeed.
I'm a guitar player. What can I say?
Love, Joe.
All right. Now we have more toys coming out.
You guys got to see the pictures of Joe. These are funny as hell.
They are indeed.
And these will be, again, on Shiloh's website by Monday.
Wow.
www.2expose.com. No problem putting naked pictures up there.
We have one more thing before I do the punishing.
Yes, the spanking, which is traditional.
The spanking
now,
we love.
Lexi has something that we have not seen before.
Oh, a brand new trick?
Brand new trick.
Okay.
She calls it her lickety split. And
okay.
I tell them why it's called lickety split.
Why is it called lickety split?
Lickety split because it's shaped like, a tongue.
Oh.
One end goes in.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Explain this to me. It's
I think we're going to an area that you're not a big fan of.
Lickety split.
Oh, are you? Is this involved the no-no?
There's two different ends. You know what I mean?
And look at the girls. They're all fascinated with this. This is a new toy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Wait, does this involve
Well, let's wait and see what happens.
Is that where you think it's going?
I think so.
I could be wrong.
Not in Joe.
I'm not. No.
No.
You're disturbing me with that question.
That's for you, Mike, baby.
What's that?
If we talked to your wife. She said we could use the lickety split on
the
phone.
No.
So we couldn't do anything else.
No.
Absolutely, with the lickety split.
Absolutely not.
Are you ready, Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, I still don't understand this. It's a motorized tongue.
Well, we're going to see what happens here.
You're in charge of this.
Is that what it is?
Right here.
What do you need, Charlie? I can't hear you.
No, I just said I like your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
That's your control, and this is my control.
How can you notice my shirt with all this going on in here today?
Yeah.
All
right,
I'm just waiting to see what happens
here. I just listen. No, you don't have control of the...
Now, Joe takes the motorized tongue. Now, this is actually going...
Not yet.
We're gonna find out. I'll let you know.
We're going to Dukeville here.
I'm not sure yet.
We're going to Duke University, right?
Sure.
Right. David Duke.
David Duke, always with you, Rob. Always paying tribute.
Okay, now.
Right.
Is Joe supposed to put that inside the Duke?
Yeah.
All right. Is that what he's supposed to do? Can we get microphone number?
It's an easy, Joe.
Drive carefully. All right.
Get mic number 3 down there.
All right.
You can do it.
Very good.
Okay, now.
Oh, I don't think you have to worry.
No. Mike, what are they doing?
It's not anywhere that you don't like.
Okay, it's in the good place?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Great place.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
And now Joe's operating heavy machinery down there. Is that what he's doing?
Okay.
Right. Oh, and now turning on the machine.
Yep.
Not mine.
Right, can I hear the machine?
Ready?
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right. I just need to hear that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at you splitting like, woo-hoo! Okay, big
dog. Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
We've gone to the no-no.
Oh, no!
Oh,
wow.
Dear.
Oh,
not
that big.
Yeah.
We've gone no-no.
Joe, you have that? Boy, you didn't wait for my command on my vibration control.
Yes, I'm a very little dominatrix action happening
here. I have to put this on you next.
No.
Now, Joe, what did you do? Did you just move it on your own to the no-no?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Joe is behaving like a skilled surgeon right now.
Goddamn, listen to that thing.
I like my work. You do?
Oh, wow. You're pretty good for a rookie.
It sounds like when I went to the dentist.
Yes, I've not really ever used toys.
Oh,
toys.
Wow. Well, they are toys.
A little deeper.
One of your brand new toys? Is that what that is? One of your brand new ones?
Yes. Compliments of...
To me today. I was like, oh, I got to bring that on. That sounds pretty interesting.
Wow. Can I get a little kiss?
Look at each foot. I got it.
And what? What's going on down there?
Oh, there's so much going on. It's difficult to describe. Joe is concentrating right now.
Booties and...
Wow.
No.
My goodness. What a Sunday.
And Mike, is all of this happening in the Duke?
Yeah.
Well, some.
Are they already?
Some. Are they going from place to do?
No, they're both happening at the same time.
Yes.
Oh, you mean one in one and one in the other?
Absolutely. I can sometimes only communicate with gestures.
Oh, my God.
It's a wonderful thing, Don.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
That's good.
Wow.
That's
go, Joe.
Hey,
that's the only thing she hasn't got.
Wow.
Wow.
My goodness.
Okay.
Now, is she bleeding?
No.
Okay.
No. Where did that come from?
I can't see it.
Where is your mind?
My God.
It runs hot and cold in here, doesn't it?
I can't see it.
You think I would bring a bleeding girl in
here? Okay. That's enough of that.
Please. I meant from the bad place. I can't see it.
No.
I can't
see it. Absolutely not.
No, everything's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. Goes down to operating heavy machinery on her no-no?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And now the best part.
I picked some Imodium.
Oh, God.
Oh, now they... Taco Bell for dinner.
Oh, God.
Now they are taking off Joe's pants.
Gray Skippies, yeah.
All right, now it's 42 of those is what you're going to have to...
Are you going to pull down his underpants?
Oh, my. I have a feeling we're going to see a racetrack in a second.
It's 42, am I correct?
Yeah.
It's been very humid today, absolutely.
It's been rather humid.
Wow. All right. Do you have the belt there, Shiloh?
I'm going to do 42.
Right. No, his belt is right here on the other side of the console.
There's the belt. All right.
Here we go.
What was that sound?
This is the one part.
What the hell was that? I just heard something.
This is the one part that you might not love, Joe, because the girls will really spank you.
You know what? We did give him a lot of rewards, didn't we?
Yes, absolutely. Now it's time for punishment.
Rewards, so now it's time to...
Easy, girls. I bruise like a grape.
Absolutely.
This has really been...
It's over, baby.
The
Oh, no! I don't see
right in Mike's face.
You know, that's fantastic. Thanks, that has...
You got to see Joe's ass. Hold on. Hey, Rob, move Mike 3 down there so we can get this.
All right, Shiloh, let's take a picture of that for your website.
Super Joe's ass.
God.
Oh, my God.
Are there any pimples on it? I don't often...
No, it's amazingly pimple-free.
This is...
Yeah. Okay, do me a favor. I put my face this way.
All right, thank you very much.
There you go, Don.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to see.
All right, you ready, Shiloh?
Okay. I don't want to hit any of the girls.
All right, here we go.
42.
Uh-uh. All right.
Here we go.
Ready?
All right, we're ready. One.
Everybody,
now, this is on Joe's bare ass in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Shiloh's actually having people clear out of the way because...
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go.
Ow! 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 That hurts!
Don't put your hand...
Ow! Ow!
12. 13.
Good 13. God.
A little harder. A little harder.
17.
Ow!
19. 20. 21. Ow! This isn't fun. This is no birthday party.
Look how red his ass is.
30, 31, 32, 33.
Okay, a little harder on the end now. Here we go.
Ow! 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 Stop it!
40!
42! Ow, that hurt!
Was it worth it?
Will you guys come to the beach with me this weekend?
Joe.
Right.
Well, Shiloh, that was the best one ever.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
That was the best one ever.
Thank you. We try to get better and better each time.
With all the new toys and the new games and...
The new hot girls.
The new hot girls.
Oh, bravo.
The new lovely hot girls.
Bravo.
And these girls are available for your parties and whatever.
Domination, as you can see.
Oh, it's going to be a busy summer. I can tell that right now.
Go to Shiloh's website at www.thenumber2xposed.com.
And also, we have two new male dancers, too, for the ladies.
Yeah, whatever.
Or
for Don and Mike, you know. They want them real bad. No, I'm just kidding.
And we will plug your... you let us know when you need your hits for the Playboy thing.
I will.
And,
absolutely.
Great job, ladies.
We'll put our million purrs on that for you.
Way to go, Joe.
Thank you, girls.
Way to submit, Joe.
Bye.
Thanks, girls.
Thank you, girls. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Nice seeing you.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. I hope you liked my
photo. Yes, I did. It was wonderful.
Bye, girls. Thank you so much.
You collect all your things.
Wow.
Fun to watch them hunt for their clothes.
Yes, absolutely.
Jesus.
That's so cute.
Sorry about that.
Right. We've had some shows in here before, but man, they had the contraptions going. And the one in the one place and the one in the bad place.
Just an overwhelming show. Wow.
The funniest.
Yeah.
Joe with his pants pulled down.
You know,
really being spanked.
With all the stuff they do, the end of that show is always the greatest.
That's the highlight.
With Joe getting spanked.
Have a screen call standing up for a little while.
Joe, that really hurt when they were spanking you, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
He's putting his hand back there.
Yeah, he's putting his hand back
there. Yeah, he's being a big baby.
Covered
his big baby.
Well, thank you to all you girls.
Thank you, ladies.
Girls.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Website is www.2expose.com.
Bye-bye.
Well, Buzz, you've seen plenty of those shows.
I have.
How do you rate that one?
That's, you know, that's the best. That's better than any I've ever had.
Now, listen, he's
squirming all over himself over there.
We all are.
Not only did you have
my fingers are slippery.
See? You had Joe with the chin dildo.
Right.
He had the gummy appendage coming out of his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Then he worked on the girl with the tongue. That ridiculous
tongue. That contraption.
Motorized.
Yeah, we're all fascinated with.
He multitasked on that because he did two things at once.
And you got to...
Infinity got their money's worth.
Yeah, you got to eat the whipped cream off the bosom.
Yeah. Incredible.
And you bad boy, you were touching them and everything.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
Very bad. Well, he asked him all to go to the beach with him this weekend.
Which is why you had to be spanked at the end.
42 spankings. It's really good when you bring, when you try to stop it with your hand.
And Shiloh,
then it hurts the hand.
What I love about Shiloh, she really spanks. I mean,
she does.
Yeah. There's everybody out of the way, and I mean, it's like when your dad would smack you when you were a kid.
She enjoys it.
Absolutely.
Because I've heard plenty of these in the past and just thought maybe she was hitting,
Not bare ass.
Yeah.
That was your bare ass. No.
There you go.
It's real.
Bare ass.
Well, it's real.
And now it's on the internet.
Yes, it is.
And the pictures of Joe and the girls will be up, as I mentioned, by Monday.
Somebody leave their bottoms?
The panties.
There they are. Oh. They're right underneath there.
That's your panties.
All right, thank you.
I thought I'd find Joe wearing them or something.
Joe wants to take you to the beach this weekend.
He does. Mm-hmm. Great, because...
Do you find Joe attractive at all?
You know, Joe is single. I mean, do you find Joe... Is this Lexi?
Yes.
Alexi, do you find Joe attractive here?
Oh, very.
Ah.
No, don't lie.
I'm sure.
He did a good job, and he's a good sport.
He did.
Yeah.
All the abuse that he took for you.
Yeah, that's the big kiss, Joe.
That means you got no chance, Joe.
That's right. Not a chance, Joe, but that's
not
all right.
A chance.
These girls are professionals.
Thank you. And happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. They like each other, and it's good to see the girls get along so well.
Well, thank you. Good night. Well, everybody, it's 25 past the hour.
Mike, I think you might as well crack open that bottle.
Yeah.
Let's have a drink.
For Christ's sake. Open it up.
It's open?
Open it up.
It's drinky time. it's got one of those funky things on it, though, like in a bar, so you can't just... It's got, like, one of those plastic things in there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So that only a little bit squirts out at a time.
Well, it's just so you don't get any on you when you're driving home.
Again, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
And thank you to the girls.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah.
TwoExpos.com. Those pictures will be up on Monday.
Good.
That's the wildest one we've ever had, ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most explicit, the wildest.
Best
unbelievable.
Ever. Best ever.
Get out of here, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Just go. Go talk to the people. Want to call you now, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, thank you.
Hey, just to let you know, when you guys started, by the way, it was a great show. When I'm taking my break delivering mail, and I'm parked on this dirt road, and back behind me, this couple parked. They were parking. They happened to come up behind me about, like, maybe 5-6 car lengths behind. They didn't care. They were going at it. And you guys were starting the show.
Perfect.
It was hilarious. I could see heads bobbing and everything. It was great.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I had the visual over here, and I had the audio on the radio.
See, you had it going both ways. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is it legal for you guys to be drinking on air?
Who cares? It's the last day before vacation. For all you know, it's a joke, okay?
Right.
But hello. It wouldn't be the first law that was broken this break.
That's for hello. Sure.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You know what? That's the Carol O'Connor line.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
It's been dead all day. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was somebody who was finished.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of guys in the J.O. Beach Club.
I think a lot of phones are being dropped right now.
Call it in right now. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
How are you guys? It's Rob. It's my birthday off today, and I'll tell you something. I felt relieved. This is like the best birthday ever. I'm living vicariously through Mike.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm glad. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, we got to get the buzz. Hello.
And the odds are in my favor.
All right. Get out of here. I don't even go into the phones. It's time for the news with Buzz Girdley. And let's do that now.
Oh, I just hope that during Buzz's newscast, there's no blood.
I don't think so.
You know, how was I to know?
I couldn't see from where I'm standing here in the studio.
It's amazing the way your mind works.
Yeah. Well,
Batman.
That is an exit, not an entrance.
In a concern where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
We got a bleeder.
He made it up.
It's Buzz.
Major D.
Buzz, what is the elite story tonight? Has to be that this studio smells of sex.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to have to stop at the dry cleaner on my way home, and I was goddamn 10 feet away from everything happening.
You were both 10 feet away. That's the good thing. But Joe... I mean, my God.
Oh, Joe's not going to... We're going to come back from vacation, and Joe's still going to smell the same. I guarantee Joe's not going to bathe until the 4th of July.
Absolutely.
Buzz, your lead story tonight.
I promise not to kill the rush. Tonight's headline, The Sex Degrees of Separation.
All right. Nice. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Link, The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
close the chili parlor. It's time for Don and Mike.
It's been a pretty festive birthday for you, GB.
Wow, what a great birthday.
Yeah.
And let's go now to Buzz Burbank. Buzz, what is this? Who just brought me this?
Who is this?
New sponsor?
No, it's not a sponsor.
Oh.
It's a Tom Cruise movie or gay porno.
Wow. That's stupid. What is this?
Sure, Tom's not gay, but see if you can tell which one of these movie stars, Tom Cruise, and which one is a gay porn movie. It's harder than it should be. Well, I don't think so. A Few Good Men?
Well, that's a regular movie.
Right. Hollywood Nights?
Hollywood Nights is a regular movie.
But not a Tom Cruise movie. That was
no,
a gay
that's
porno.
Tony Danza was
in
that.
That was a gay porno. Mm-hmm.
It was also a regular movie, though.
Yeah, I know it was, but right. Tom Cruise wasn't in it.
Okay.
Cocktail. Of course, Tom Cruise.
Right.
Endless Heat.
I don't think Tom Cruise was in that.
No, that's gay porno. Mavericks.
Mavericks is gay porno.
Right.
I know that. I have that one.
Barely Legal Boys.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was a fabulous Tom Cruise movie.
This is a stupid list. All the Right Moves, that's Tom Cruise.
Right.
He's the high school football player. Blowout. That's the gay porn. I don't know who brought this dumb thing in here.
How about Days of Thunder?
Not on the list. Buzz, hi, yes. News time.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, you've heard that thing about you're not just having sex with a person, you're having sex with everyone they've had sex with.
Oh, don't
yeah.
I know it.
I think Joe's into the thousands right now.
You have no idea. Researchers in Sweden did a study and did the math. And they say that sexually transmitted diseases can become an epidemic thanks to just a few promiscuous people. Mathematicians call it a power law, that most people only have a few sexual contacts, that some people have a medium number, and that
how do you feel? A bit fast when it's pissed off.
And that a few have a huge number of contacts. The result, they say, is that each of us is between 3 and 7 degrees of separation from each other.
The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
What are you talking about me for, hey?
Because it's your birthday.
I've been out of circulation for a while.
Because it's your birthday.
I do have this little thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll get that looked at.
Right.
The study says the average number of partners for men is 15.
The golden boy.
But the study says...
I'm the thrill.
The study says that 10% of men, 10% of all men have had nearly 50% of all sexual contacts.
Huh?
10% of the guys, one out of every 10 guys,
right,
is responsible
for banging half the women.
For 50% of the sex that occurs.
More power to them.
You know, I'm not a mathematician, and I'm not a statistician, mm-hmm. and I'm having difficulty following this. But I sure did like that show a few minutes ago.
Be careful out there.
Let's be careful out there.
Right. California Congressman Gary Condit says he's willing to help in the investigation of his missing intern.
Gary Condom.
He says he's already answered a second round of questions about her disappearance, but police say for a guy who wants to help, Condit has been strangely absent. And they say he really hasn't answered that second round of questions yet, that he's just talked about when that might be convenient. And they say they're having as much trouble pinning down the married congressman as reporters have been having. The 19-year-old brother of Chandra Levy tells MSNBC his sister was, quote, the type of girl who would want a more serious relationship, and the guys really wouldn't want that.
Well, you know, I feel bad for the parents in this case.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You see them? I mean, they yeah. are. And I mean, well, who would want to go through that?
They come to D.C., they've right. hired their own investigators,
right, right.
they're working with the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, this guy,
Gary Condit,
is a condom guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows if he's guilty or not, but
right.
he's, at least for the peace of mind of the parents,
yeah.
of this girl that's been missing, have the balls to show up and say what's going on. And what strikes me is that if it's not true,
mm-hmm.
you stand up on the stairs of Congress.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you scream it from the highest mountain.
And right. you scream, I didn't do anything.
And even if you did have an affair with
right.
this intern, you say, I had an affair with this intern, but there's nothing else to it.
Yeah,
I mean, really, which still could be a possibility.
Hey,
if you keep your mouth shut, then, I mean, everybody's wondering the worst.
Exactly. And what's her name again?
Chandra Levy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How come it's not Bob Levy?
You know, if Bob Levy was missing, I guarantee nobody give a rat's ass.
Wouldn't be on the news.
Yeah, but what congressman would he be involved with?
Barney Frank.
Oh, no. The wife of Reverend Jesse Jackson, Jackie Jackson, got arrested last week for trespassing on the island of Vieques. She was protesting there. Puerto Ricans, and she agrees, would like the Pentagon to stop using that island for target practice with bombs. Now, after 4 days in jail, Jackie Jackson's been put in solitary confinement for refusing to allow herself to be strip-searched every day. Jesse Jackson flew there today and is asking President Bush to intervene.
I'd like the president to intervene if he could come down here and see the power. I sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'd like the president to intervene because my wife's privates are not very clean.
I would do the president proud. And I would say it loud, it is time to intervene before I rupture my spleen.
In the meantime, the Reverend...
I would like to go see the movie Moulin Rouge. Is it possible you could give my wife a douche?
In the meantime, the Reverend's other troubles continue. His former mistress says she made secret tapes of their lovemaking, and the Inquirer is all over this. She says he liked for her to call him Big Daddy.
I would tell her to call me Big Daddy. And I can't find anything that rhymes with daddy right now. So that's the name of that tune.
I told her to call me Big Daddy. My wife is in the panty. Make the push, show the bush.
Frasier's Kelsey Grammer is now the highest paid actor in television history. Well,
yeah. I do not want to brag, but Niles is a fag.
We'll get to him. Kelsey Grammer, will get more than $1.6 million for each and every episode under his new deal.
Where's the oven I can put my head in?
Deal runs through 2004.
I know right now I'm hot and sweaty. But I will tell you, my favorite character on that show is Eddie.
Now, that's over $1.6 million times 48 episodes. Whoa.
I have been charged unjustly and without cause. But if given a chance, I would have anal sex with Roz.
Kelsey also gets a cut of the show's profits, which has been on the air 9 years. Where it is, co-star David Hyde Pierce is about to get a very nice long-term deal as well.
I think that show is in the dregs. I do not want tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Up till now, TV's highest paid performers were the actors on Friends. McDonald's is in trouble again.
I'm sorry, $76.8 million.
Oh, thank you.
Contract.
I was hoping you'd do the math on that,
Rob.
Is that
the total for the cast?
Yeah. No, that's
for Kelsey Grammer.
Right. That's over 3 years, Buzz?
That's over 2 years, I think.
That is a serious amount of money. Now, please, someone tell me, where is my money?
Okay, so $38.4 million a year, or...
It's 48 episodes.
$3.2 million a month.
Wow. Well, right now you're causing me a great deal of pain.
More numbers.
Please take a powder and stop using your brain.
$106,000 a day.
Man.
Wow. Thinking about Roz makes me get big in my pants. But I think I will have to kill you, Rob, when we go to France.
McDonald's is in trouble again, this time with Jews. In Egypt, Mickey D's has just started a new ad campaign for its new McFalafel. That's a sandwich made with chickpeas.
This is the most delicious thing I've ever heard of.
And McDonald's hired an Egyptian pop star to do the jingle. Trouble is, one of the singer's biggest hits was called I Hate Israel.
Oh, no.
Big news. McDonald's is trying to go for Jews.
There you go.
McDonald's has pulled the ad, admitted its mistake, and promises an apology. Jewish groups say they're delighted to hear that. Comedy Central says the S word did not scare away viewers from this week's groundbreaking episode of South Park. Using an on-screen meter to count the references, the cartoon show used the S word 162 times just to prove a point. Quoting the network's vice president, "What is it about a word that makes it offensive?" The episode runs again twice tomorrow night and once on Sunday night.
Slow down, Buzz.
Yes.
We're trying to rhyme. The Jewish McDonald's is the comedy gold mine.
We have to do a break.
Uh-huh.
We'll be back with lots and lots of... Now, somebody please order me a McMatza.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
You have the ability to talk about affairs of the heart without using graphic sexual terminology.
Their brains are 100% leak-proof.
Right.
Guaranteed. Don and Mike.
And once again, here is Guy Elston. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. New York police say a 23-year-old female teacher's aide in the Bronx had an affair with a 13-year-old male student.
Woohoo!
And then had sex with three of his male friends for revenge after he broke up with her.
Yeah, all right.
Teacher!
Tara McDermott was arrested Tuesday after students said she'd been bragging about her sexploits. One kid says she told him, the younger the better.
Yeah, I effed them.
The investigation.
How you doing?
How you doing?
That's great.
I effed them.
Okay, now who's ready for the test?
The younger the better.
There'll be a quiz later.
The investigation reveals that at one point the young woman even moved out of her parents' house and into the home of the boy and his parents.
I'll live underneath your bed, little Billy.
There you go.
It's nice to meet the parents, but why don't you go out for a sandwich or something? I want to spend some time with a boy.
The teacher's aide is now charged with rape, sodomy, and endangering the welfare of a child. Her parents admit she is socially immature, but they also think her accusers made up the whole thing.
No. I don't think they'd lie about that.
No, me either. I bet it's true.
Yeah. The former prison guard who let inmates have sex in the South Carolina governor's mansion is going to jail.
Come on in.
Come on now, right in here.
49.
That's his bed.
That's his desk.
Wait till you hear. 49-year-old Freddie Priester pleaded guilty to misconduct charges.
Freddie's always ready.
After letting prisoners drink the governor's liquor, use his cell phone, and smoke his cigars.
Come on now, they all have sex in his office.
Now he's got some nice Cubans there.
There you go.
You get yourself some bourbon. You get those trousers off. How about you get her doggy style right up there on the governor's desk?
Go on, get. Go on, shoot.
He even gave one female inmate one of the governor's watches. These were prisoners who did work around the governor's mansion, cleaning and maintenance mostly.
You did a fine job on that floor. You go ahead and have sex now.
Governor doesn't allow this anymore.
Really?
But the governor didn't notice anything missing until child killer Susan Smith reported that she had had sex with two prison guards. That's when the investigation began.
Hello, Governor. This is Susan Smith. You may remember me. I brutally killed my children when I drove the car into the giant lake. Well, I had sex in your mansion, and it is lovely.
That is where I draw the line. Duh.
Yeah.
The alligator in New York Central Park has been captured, and it isn't really an alligator. It's a caiman. Member of the crocodile family. An alligator wrestler from... wasn't a crocodile hunter this time. It was an alligator wrestler from Florida and his wife. They caught the animal in less than 45 minutes yesterday.
Ah, he's a pussy, mate.
You know, somebody up in New York told me that there was a creature, a reptile, with real leathery skin running around Central Park.
Yeah.
I said, really? Where did you see Don Imus?
Yeah, he can't swim.
Turns out it was just under 2 feet long. The gator wrangler says the croc will be given a good home and
stupid idiot
won't be turned into a purse.
I can understand your confusion, but the gator had its own teeth.
Boo!
And two lungs. In Moody, Alabama, meanwhile, they're looking for a snake, a deadly black snake. The 5-foot snake went missing a week ago from a man who was, oddly enough, keeping it for a pet. That's legal in Alabama, apparently. But it got out of its fish tank and people are terrified. They should be. Police are handing out flyers warning folks to be on the lookout. Like the Steve Irwin snake, this one spits venom at distances of up to 15 feet.
Wow.
Steve mentioned that his trouser snake spit quite a big distance, right?
I've renamed it. I decided to rename it.
Yeah?
I'm going to call it Meodinger. There you go.
Beware, mate.
Cover your eyes. A French official is attacking an American way of life on the eve of Don and Rob's trip to France.
We'll take care of that tomorrow, Buzz, when we arrive.
Real news.
The agriculture minister there says he's working to make sure that fast food doesn't take over the planet. Quoting him, this type of meal, this fast food made with ground beef and with a certain tomato sauce, fries, and sugary, gassy drinks, does not strike me as a universal dream.
Hey, shut up, Frenchie.
He tells Reuters, just look at the obesity level in a certain country, and you'll understand why I want to spare Europeans this.
All right, listen, Frenchie, we're fat, but you know what? We shave. We shave our faces. We shave our armpits.
You're getting ready for your trip,
aren't you? We shave down our genitals.
Yeah, you know, they weren't talking fat when we saved the free world in 45.
No. No.
Boys.
Right.
Look at these two. They're gone to France, yeah. And they're filled with hatred.
And, you know, when I saw that was fat, all of the asses that bent over and said, enter. Hitler.
You know what else was fat? Fat chance they would have survived without us.
Oh,
good
yeah,
job.
Boys. You go, girlfriend.
2 years ago, he described the U.S. as having the worst food in the world.
Well, please, at least our armpits don't smell like bad genitals. Vice versa. Hold on there, Buzz.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Take the boy! Not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain, the pain!
God damn it!
Right, right!
The yeah. Don and Mike Show!
Right, right! Yeah! Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Can I have, like, a minute of personal time here?
Sure, take it.
I don't do this much, right? I just want to ask, if anybody from Washington Gas is listening to the program right now,
yeah.
please don't turn off my gas. I've paid all my bills on time. Please don't turn off the gas.
Would your wife just call you or something?
Yeah. We got some kind of notice, apparently, of course, after the close of business, just as we're about to leave town on vacation, that they're going to shut off the gas. I pay electronically. They changed my account number. Washington Gas did.
Don't turn off Buzz's gas.
So there's been some kind of wacky mix-up, and now my cats won't be able to take hot showers while I'm gone. So please don't turn off my gas. And if anybody from my bank is listening, help fix this.
There you go.
Please.
Boy, you must be really desperate to do this.
I'm very upset. I'm trying to leave town.
For Buzz, this is the equivalent of a rave out. You're hearing it right now.
Man, please.
Man's having a nervous breakdown.
I'm begging.
Look at him. He's tapping his pen over there.
Just another name we got to give you, though.
What's that?
Deadbeat.
I have papers to prove I'm not.
And like, no longer do you wear the title. That time they turned your phone off at your house.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm just glad I paid my delinquent mortgage payment today.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you really?
Yeah. Yeah, my phone.
You would think, back to the news, you would think that the hubbub would have subsided after several years of racy Abercrombie and Fitch catalogs, but it hasn't. The lieutenant governor of Illinois is leading a boycott of the clothing store. The National Organization for Women says the catalog promotes unrealistic body types and that this year's edition has pictures that suggest group sex.
Yeah, it's a hot catalog.
Mm-hmm. The store says the catalog just shows wholesome images of kids having the time of their lives.
Right.
Washington.
And hedonism.
Washington, D.C. firefighters.
And Jerry Springer.
Firefighters in the district with longer hair and beards won a victory over their chief today.
All right, Mon. There's the fire.
You know what? I've been on these guys' side since 3 months ago when they announced this ridiculous rule that they had to shave the beards and they couldn't have long hair. These are guys who go into situations that no one else wants to do. They fight freaking fires. They save lives. If they want to have beards, let them have beards.
And a mullet.
A federal judge has blocked the new chief's new policy. He says it's a question, the chief does, a question of safety.
Hello, chief.
But the judge says religious freedom comes first, and a half dozen firefighters say they chose their hair and facial styles for religious reasons.
Well, they're lying.
Well, no, four of them are Muslims.
We are not lying.
No, they're lying.
Four are Muslims and two are, I'm sorry, right. I forgot.
This looks like a testy three-alarm job.
There's not much more to say, except he made Archie Bunker an American institution. Actor Carol O'Connor died last night after a fatal heart attack at home.
He was on the show earlier today on the Hotline to Heaven.
It was a fascinating interview.
It was. He was 76.
Edith.
His show, All in the Family, changed the face of television.
Hey, Rob, hold on. What does the guy on Oldies 100 say today?
Oh, my God.
Rob and I both happen to be...
Can we thank him by name?
Charlie Donovan.
He's right. the greatest.
We were in the car listening to Oldies 100 today.
Not together.
Rob and I.
Right. Different cars.
Yeah, so you say. And,
Frenchie.
This guy who is like the worst weekender in the history of weekend radio.
He's the best.
This guy, whenever he's on the radio... He runs his mouth.
And he's a disc jockey. He plays records.
Right.
So he's really got nothing to say.
So, but he says a lot with nothing to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, and he's a weekender, so whenever he gets on a daytime shift, he really
right.
just he just pontificates his ass off.
He loves saying it's the Charlie Donovan show.
Charlie Donovan. So today we're listening to him, and he says...
He says, you know, occasionally God gives us a gift. And today God called that gift back home in the name of Carol O'Connor, who taught us all a great lesson that sometimes bigotry is everywhere we look, and sometimes it's in the mirror.
And then he just goes right into a spot.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie Donovan, a thinking man.
Thank you for preaching to us.
And he made fun of a guy who was afflicted. But that's for another time.
That was on the Blue Plate special.
It was, the Kathy Whiteside Blue Plate special.
And where's Kathy Whiteside? Is she at the gourmet school?
I think she's actually a liposuction.
Ah, very good.
At
okay.
Fat Farm.
She was a great influence on my career, though. I'd like to say that.
She was there. She was on your list.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so was Charlie Donovan.
Oh, I think Kathy Whiteside was right before Cousin Brucey.
Bruce Morrow.
CBOTZ.
TV's Jon Stewart is legally changing his name to Jon Stewart. He was born Jonathan Stewart Leibowitz, but since he does business as Jon Stewart, he's decided to make it legal. TV's 60 Minutes asked Stewart why he dropped Leibowitz, quoting him, "Sounded too Hollywood."
Yes. You know, that is a funny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy is terrific.
Good answer.
One more, Buzz.
Okay.
I don't think that was the real answer, though.
No?
From Jon Stewart.
What's that?
Sounded too Hollywood.
Well, no, it's his joke.
That was my joke.
Oh, I get it. I get joke.
You.
There are
Star- you. I'm bleeding.
There are Star Trek fans, and then there's this guy.
Yes.
In London, a 48-year-old man has spent over $11,000 to convert his one-bedroom apartment into the bridge of the Starship Enterprise. He's even shaved his head to look like Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
We are grateful to you.
What is that from
Galaxy Quest?
Tim Allen movie?
We followed you with great joy all the time.
Now, to this guy's credit, his apartment, his house, his place, it looks incredibly like the TV show.
We have followed all of your missions.
Your historical documents.
We have them all recorded, your historical documents.
He tells Reuters that his wife left him over the project and that he now lives alone.
Number two, number one, engage.
He now lives alone.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker.
Oh, that was an editorial comment from Buzz.
Yeah, thanks.
That's okay.
And don't turn off my gas.
Make fun of the Star Trek fans.
That's right. Buzz's cats need to take hot showers.
Cutting edge.
Buffy fan.
To clear the lines right now, let's get a call 1-800-877-365-3636.
Do so promptly, please.
A prize package like that is especially for you. Good. Live.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
If I had any balls, if the commissioner of this league had any balls, if the president of the Players Association had any balls, if it wasn't a financial issue about greed with designated gross revenues and all that bullcrap, we would have four players healthy today.
They don't want to see no panty.
No, we didn't today.
Don and Mike.
Nothing but. I mean, nothing but.
Right.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Put that down for the next one. Nothing but.
In sports, Tiger Woods could miss the cut for the first time in 3 years.
Well, then he'll never sign my picture.
No. Sign the freaking picture.
He's had more trouble of the sort he had at the U.S. Open last week. At the Westchester Country Club this morning, just north of New York, he parred the first and second holes, bogeyed the third, triple bogeyed the fourth.
Triple bogey?
And not just a picture, a poster, frame. Matted, signed to the world's greatest golfer, Mike O'Mara.
I'm turgid.
Tiger Woods.
Kari Webb now has the lead 11 under par after 36.
Although, you know, now the way he's playing, I paid $1,000 for this thing.
Right.
I should probably go back and say, hey, you know what? Knock 250 off.
250. Kari Webb's a girl golfer, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I missed it.
Forgive the confusion.
I was already in my car.
Really bad if Tiger gets beat by a girl.
Right.
At any rate, Tiger started the second.
Read the whole story again, please. So
well, you don't want that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what is that? Well, it's a mess. Look at this. See, that's how this all happened. Anyway, he started the second round 10 shots behind the leader.
Carry what?
That's C-A-R-Y. That's where I lost track of reality.
Okay.
Michael Jordan is reportedly nursing a couple of broken ribs, but the Daily News has sources saying they
what
saw
is him. Nursing them?
Well, you know, supposedly taking care of them, trying
Mama.
To recover. But the Daily News has sources saying they saw him working out here in Washington on Wednesday. Well, you can't even laugh with a broken rib, much less work out.
Ow! At this day and age, you can't even get sick.
But the source says Michael appeared to be in top condition.
Mm-hmm.
Word is Jordan's agent's unhappy that Michael's training for a comeback before a deal has been made that would let him keep co-owning the Washington Wizards.
Oh, I got one thing to say before I go to France.
Okay? Hey, listen up, everybody. Formidable.
The agent reportedly feels that weakens his bargaining power.
That weakens my bargaining power.
Could someone turn his gas off, please? Because I need a hot shower.
But leave mine on. When you get to the straightaway, hang a left. Right. NASCAR's best drivers have been in Northern California this week re-familiarizing themselves with right turns.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you. I mean, I know everybody's got to get out of here, but I had a meeting today with a client.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say which client, but it's a client that has their ads on a prominent NASCAR car.
Good.
Let me write down the name of the driver.
All right, fantastic. I'm looking forward to this.
I know you don't know a lot of NASCAR guys. I ask you not. That's their driver.
We couldn't order it any more special.
And what the client wants is they would like us to allow them
right
to put a giant Don and Mike logo.
Oh yeah.
On the hood.
Oh yeah.
Along with their logo.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Let's
now,
do it.
Here's the client. Okay. Which is even funnier.
I like this. You're gonna like this too, ladies and gentlemen. When we can tell you.
It sounds nice.
Wow. That's the client.
That's funny with NASCAR,
that
right?
That's the combination.
Right.
This, us, him.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So they came in today and they wanted to pitch that. They said, how would you guys feel about, you know, we make some kind of advertising deal with the station and we put your names on our NASCAR car that's driven by that famous driver.
Oh, that is fantastic.
You know, in a heartbeat.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
You know who else sponsors that car?
Who?
This guy.
So let me
say. Hey! Enjoy France.
We sure will.
Today they're qualifying for Sunday's Winston Cup race at Sears Point. It's just one of two races each year on a road course. The other's at Watkins Glen. The rest of the 10-month season is run on oval tracks where the drivers just hang a left at the end of every straightaway.
Duh!
This weekend, right. Finally, a guy from Waldorf, Maryland slugged and kicked Sesame Street's beloved Cookie Monster yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in Middletown, Pennsylvania.
That bastard.
At the Sesame Street theme park just outside of the city of brotherly love.
I hate you.
It happened because Cookie wouldn't pose with the man's 3-year-old daughter. Lee McFadder lost it when his daughter approached Cookie for a picture, only to be moved aside by the young woman inside the suit. McFadder shouted at the big blue monster and stuffed his head inside Cookie's mouth.
You effort, Julia wants her picture taken.
When Cookie Monster pushed back, McFadder pushed it to the ground and started punching and kicking. The woman inside was later treated for bruised ribs and other injuries. McFadder was arrested and is now out on $20,000 bail.
All right, hope you enjoy the park, sir.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yes,
Oh, no.
Thank you, Mike. Once again, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thanks to everybody for everything.
That's what I meant to say. Thank you, Buzz. Right. Happy birthday to you, Mike.
You're ready for a break, aren't you?
Yeah, and we want to thank the girls from 2expos.com. See the pictures of Mike's birthday party along with Joe Ardinger being spanked and naked chicks at www.2expos.com. That will be up on Shiloh's website by Monday.
All right.
Have a great vacation. We'll be back shortly after the 4th of July.
Happy birthday, America.
Which, if you're counting, it's only 8 shows.
All right,
that's all the time we get off is 8 shows.
That's eight.
And really on the
two of the shows, you're not working anyway. One of them's the 4th of July. And,
right.
And the other one is the day before the 4th of July. And who works the day before the 4th of July when the 4th of July is on a Wednesday? So, technically, it's only 6 shows that we have off.
Enjoy your time off, everybody.
So, yes, thank you. Have a great, great holiday. And we'll see you when we get back with big, big stuff happening on this show.
Oh, absolutely.
Right after we get back from vacation. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bardo. Hurt yourselves. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, and thank you, Don.
Golden Boy, and time now for a call number 100. Is that why you were touching me?
No, you touched me. He was touching you because he wants to go to France
right now.
You touched me. And now you're touching me again. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Caller 100?
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, where are you from?
Wichita.
Jeff, you won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City, Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO. Thank you, my friend.
Well,
that is awesome.
Thank you for listening.
Sex and the City.
I know, and you were touching me because I said goodbye before I did the call 100. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a hug.
Plenty of time for touching in France, my friend.
Yeah. Exactly.
Rob and I hit that 12-hour flight moments from now.
Touching and Frenching.
That's it. We will see you tomorrow. And now goodbye, everybody. Rob, please throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it as
John, looks like our plane won't crash.
All right.
Very nice, Siegfried. Very nice, Roy.
Yeah.
And Mike, don't worry about your plane crashing
Stop
tonight.
Stop it.
You'll be fine.
No.
I'll have a tribute show for you when we come back. Yeah, take your whiskey. See you all. See you all later. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Lady, The Don and Mike Show.